you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to come to you on our first fundraising show of the new year. And we have just gotten off to a bang. We just had a nice pledge. And I'd like to thank the gentleman who did that, Buzz Bourbon, right here in New York. A very generous pledge. Buzz, we appreciate it.
What was that like?
I have no idea.
Hold on. That's
some
not
sort of pledge in Buzz's incorrect name.
That's not even the burping guy.
Well, no, I think it probably was the burping guy.
Was it really?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello. Oh, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I'm happy to say. You're on the radio.
Do you like this host better than Hugh Hamilton?
It's an absolute flat tie. I love them both.
Super. Yeah, I was interested in, you brought up the Kyoto Accords, which has always interested me. I'm sorry, it's late.
Oh, we're not offended. We're sympathetic.
The discussion of
the very mention of what we...
This is the one about your bully stick.
Ah, good.
Is it really? I just found the index.
Ah, my bully stick.
makes everyone stammer because it was so careless and so stupid and so unconcerned about the rest of life.
Which part was that?
Opting out of the Kyoto Accord, saying that's not for us.
Oh. Yeah, that too. But the reason, one of the questions I want to ask you is, you started to talk about the difference between the different grades of oil, like light crude and kerosene, and kerosene is distilled light crude?
Right.
See, I was thinking that sweet light crude was the lubricant that Michael Mara used on his bully stick when he shoved it in his fuselage.
I wonder whether we can count on anything that's more inappropriate.
That is a great response.
That's the best response. I might like him better than you.
Well, hi, everybody.
Meryl.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody.
I've been trying to get
this M-A-K. Through.
No. Yeah.
Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Welcome.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Meryl. Hi there. Hi, little brain.
Yeah.
We're a little brain too.
Sure are.
Don and Mike Show, new episode, everybody, and it's Friday. You just heard the phone number. Some of the rules. Very complicated to call this show.
Yeah. Oh, yes, lots of new rules that you have to learn.
Think about it before you call, friends. 877-365-3636. Our website got a facelift. DonandMikeWebsite.com. I'm especially enamored with the Smilvideo page.
Yeah, I love that one.
Our listeners are posting a lot of funny videos on our video page.
Great links on the website. We really love that.
And the message board is up, and you can hear us on the internet, and they've got the thing there that's different from the thing on iPod.
Yeah,
the thing where you hear the thing from the show is different from the thing on the iPod.
Yeah. Now, the old thing was more complicated than the new thing, too.
The new thing, you just push the thing and you hear the thing.
And you can say it like that and know exactly what you're talking about.
That's the great thing about the website.
That's
now.
The thing.
Thing. Euphemism for penis.
Push that thing.
Or as my parents said, the wet thing.
Character on the Adam Sandler. Huh?
The thing.
The thing.
Also on the Fantastic Four, the thing.
Fabulous movie. A horror movie. The thing.
Okay, hold on. because I had things from the Fantastic Four.
We're even.
No, you might be ahead.
I might be one ahead. Yeah, because you got to come up with
that. That's not like The Blob. There's not a remake, is there?
I don't think so. But you know what? If you threw out The Thing, too, you might be lucky. You might get real lucky. I would think that would have a sequel. A crappy, lousy sequel. I'm King of the Thing?
King of the Thing.
Yeah, baby. I can't think of a better way to start a show.
King of the Things. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops.
Wow.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's Friday.
You're doing wonderful.
I'd like to talk with Rob regarding his illness. I have ulcerative colitis, too, and I just wanted to mention
that. Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, with
Rob's illness has nothing to do with the colitis. Hello, Don and Mike show. His alleged illness.
Hello. Yeah, when are we going to talk to the boy who cried wolf?
Hello, Don and Mike show. As soon as I find this theme here. Hello.
What are you doing?
Hello.
Don and Mike.
I hear dumb breathing.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
You're on the air. Howdy.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Did you catch that breath?
Oh, good. I'm
good.
A fairly
thanks
new listener
listening.
Here in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
Not much. It's fairly windy over here. And I was just wondering, I heard you guys saying a few days ago that you guys would be off in 18 months. What's the deal with that? I mean...
Yes, there's an expiration date on the show. I don't know why some people are flipped out by that.
Wow.
Because we live in a society where, Jesus Christ, let's face it, what's the expiration date on almost anything now?
You know, you look at any profession in the public eye. You know, you look at athletes. You look at lots of different folks.
But to some people, you're like really irresponsible parents. And if you hear from your parents they're going away in 18 months, it shakes you up. Nope. I think that's what this guy's
this
doing.
Is not a, you should know if you're a new listener in Albuquerque, it's not a threat. We don't throw it out there all the time.
It seems to come up on Friday a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It seems for some reason to come up at the end of the week.
But we don't throw it out there when we mention it, like, hey, we're threatening you, or we want a new contract, or we want to go work somewhere else. No, our contract is up in 2008, and we're going to retire. For example, last night, the DOC.
Yes.
They had their last episode.
Well, they were a flash in the pan.
It's already aired. It's gone. That's it.
We could have...
get over it. Does that matter to anybody?
No, but you're a legacy. DOC was not.
Buzz, the show is not a legacy. Let's live in the now.
We could have packed it in 10 years ago.
Of course. We did pack it in 10 years ago,
but we could have packed it in 10 years ago totally, and it would have still been a nice run. I mean, in radio circles, in radio lifetime.
Mm-hmm. So the show will be around until September of 2008. We don't like advertising that, but I don't know why folks would have a problem with it. It's so far away from now. Worry about it then.
Right. I agree. I think that's the best way to handle that.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Rob, I would be disappointed. You forgot the most important thing of all. It's the Volkswagen thing.
Oh, that's a great thing. That's one we really should have had.
One of the
this is what Rob calls his sweat thing. It's the Volkswagen thing.
One of the great automotive disasters of all time. The thing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, that was Cousin It, not the Thing on the Addams Family.
No, Thing was the hand. Remember the hand?
No.
What are you talking about? Oh. We're talking about the Addams Family.
Hold on a second. On the Addams Family, the thing was the disembodied hand.
The hand that came out of the box.
Right.
Cousin It was the hairy character that was only about 3 or 4 feet tall. There were two distinctly different characters.
And you're breaking a rule. You're calling first off to correct, and you're not even correct when you're calling to correct.
So what do you have to say?
My mother is from Hoarsville. What do you expect?
See, there's no real remorse.
Too easy.
You incredible AH.
This is why we're leaving in 2008.
There, I said it.
Bye!
Hey,
God.
As a matter of fact, you just took a week off. We're now only working 3 weeks in the month of September in 2008.
Wow.
When we walk off a cliff, and all of our listeners will follow us.
Sometimes I wish we had the style of that... whatever that was that you played at the beginning of the show, that talk show host that has that style. No,
that guy.
The thing was a creature.
Tired.
You're a douchebag.
Beleaguered. Mike, can I take a moment to thank the good people at the NFL Players Association
sure.
in D.C.? They sent me a bunch of toys today, so I thank them.
Nice. Yeah. Good toys?
Well, it's like, you know, over here I have my toys by my side of the console.
Yeah, yeah.
I have my stereotypical black mama and black mama's friend salt and pepper shaker.
Right,
know?
Right.
Yeah. Not like it's south of the border.
Right.
They're very un-PC.
Yes, uh-huh.
And,
you have those.
Those are my little dolls there.
Right.
I got those from Robert the Mailman.
And license plates.
And yes, then I have my Brett Favre NFL license plate, and uh-huh. They sent over today my Peyton Manning license plate.
Oh, cool. So
I thank them very much for listening downtown.
Well, you're all set.
I am very retarded. My side of the console is starting to look like a 13-year-old boy's room. And I've got my picture of Jennifer Aniston over here, so
yeah.
I'm set.
But I have, the only thing I have over here is a box of tissues, a container of Purell, a candle that I don't care for, and a model. I was able to commandeer the model of the human rectum.
Sounds to me like you're working it.
You're lucky day.
It's not bad.
I'm pretty comfortable. And, of course, the thing that's never leaving my side now, the Book of Erotic Women.
No, be honest. It's that plastic model of the human rectum.
Oh, that's my treasured piece.
That's your go-to.
I do like that. Complete with all the maladies. The fissures, the polyps.
Ah, I got his music. Now let's meet Rob Wolf. I don't know how long you've known Robert Wolf. I thought I had known him about 15, 16 years. Turns out I've known Robert Wolf for one day.
I think we've all known Bob Wolf for one day. Yeah?
He used to be known as Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Now he's known as Bobby Wolf.
Bobby C. Wolf.
And you want to put an E on the
C is for cry.
Do you want to put an E on the end of that to make it
yes.
theatrical?
Wolf.
Like Wolf, W-O?
Absolutely.
L-F-E? Uh-huh.
Robert C. Wolf.
I'm just glad. I mean, I went through a lot, and I'm just glad to be here today.
Let's start with your cold arm, which led to your paranoid driving to a hospital.
Screaming.
Which led to your nitroglycerin patch.
Right.
Which led to them telling you that you have a pinched nerve.
And possibly.
Possibly a pinch. They didn't know about that.
It is possible.
You have the most amazing conversations with doctors.
And
it's truly amazing.
Rob also told me the doctor said to him, if you ever feel like you're having a heart attack, don't do anything. Just take an aspirin.
And go to bed.
Right. Really?
He said your heart, your whole circulatory system is perfect. For the next 15 years,
wow.
If you ever have a numb arm or a chest pain, just go lay down.
Really?
Yeah.
Bobby Wolf, everybody.
Wow.
Which, you know what?
A pinch nerve.
And you thought your ticker was done.
As late as... Well, you were on the phone with me when the doctor came to me, like at 5:30.
Right, right.
I wouldn't have sold it for $10. Mm-hmm. But especially since he was coming in there.
Yeah, I thought with the amount of time that had passed, they were looking at your 3D heart scan and checking things out.
I think they were looking for a way to get one more copay.
What was your total time in the hospital?
22 hours.
You know, you wonder what's wrong with the medical system in America.
I mean, didn't get dinner.
Sick people, really, really sick people could have used that hospital bed. That's what I think.
Sure. Well, I could have been sick.
You stayed in the Wolfen suite.
I did, and that's W-U-L-F-E.
A pinched nerve?
Well, they think it could be a pinched nerve.
Did it hurt?
It hurted.
Yeah.
I still have a little bit of stiffness
you
in
do.
My neck.
You do.
You big pussy. I told everybody yesterday he was fine. The original thing that the doctor said when you checked
in. Go burn that EKG. It's all BS.
Hold on. The original thing the doctor told you when I spoke to you yesterday morning,
right.
Which is before any of this had happened, when I got what I thought was the real skinny on this, he said, the doctor said, really, there's nothing wrong with you, but there's like a one in gazillion shot that a guy would walk out and drop dead, so why don't you just stay overnight?
No, he was a little sterner than that. When I said, what if I were to go home, he said, I would seriously not recommend that.
So he said they should keep... you overnight, they obviously had concerns.
Yeah, they admitted me.
Is that what Dr. Wolf said?
It was Dr. Ash. He stopped taking masks long enough to come and look at my EKG.
Wasn't he a Vietnamese doctor, Dr. Pha? False alarm.
That's
him. I don't know what I'm doing. I was trying to get false alarm out of that.
Robbie, you big faker.
Yeah.
How's your neck today?
You know, I can probably make it till 5.
You had a female doctor, right? Did you have a female doctor?
I can't recall her name, but yes, female.
Miss Di? Misdiagnosis?
Okay.
Thank you. And, did I redeem myself?
And it doesn't
group
work
group
without the miss.
Right, right. Miss. Miss Diagnosis.
She has a practice.
How is Miss Diagnosis?
She has a practice with another doctor.
Really,
you know, the other doctor in her practice, don't you, Dr. Noya? Barry?
Barry Noya. We were so filled, everybody on the show, at the end of the show yesterday, a combination of relief.
Yes.
Genuine relief. That is the truth.
That's
and pissed off simultaneously.
Anger.
Simultaneously, everybody was relieved and pissed off at the
I wanted
time.
So bad to give you a 95% blockage.
Did you really?
I did.
No, you didn't.
Well,
you didn't. You couldn't have wanted that.
Thank you, Joe. Oh, I know this will help.
No, you should know. Joe came in yesterday during the show with this exact same missive. Rob pinched a nerve lifting a double quarter pounder.
That's clever, Joe.
Do you remember when he came in with that during
That's the second time.
That's what I said during
yesterday.
Give
it to me
show.
Verbally, and then he handed it to you today. That's a good thing.
That's terrific, Joe. Now that you've written a funny joke, stay with it. As many times as you can. I look forward to Monday's show when you can bring it in again.
Come on now, Wolfie.
Oh, wow, Wolfie.
You take it easy now, Wolfie gang.
So, I wanted so bad to say, I got to go, guys. They're going to catheterize my heart.
Yeah, with health care costs skyrocketing in the United States, it's just, I just wish they could get it right, you know. And these whiners that come in, you know, legitimate causes ought to be, you know, like panic attacks, for example. I had a legitimate medical malady that I was prescribed medicine for, and they said, you know how long I was in that hospital?
How long?
I was in like 5 hours.
Were you even given a bed?
I was given a bed in the emergency room and then sent home.
I thought you went to like an urgent care place.
I did. I went to an urgent care place.
It's not even a hospital.
Well, of course, I wouldn't go to a hospital. That's taking the bed away from somebody who might be really sick. Right?
Exactly.
That's when I thought I was dying.
I remember when I left, when I was finally discharged, and I had to step over all the lepers that were waiting for the beds. They were just littered in the hallways.
22 hours.
That's all.
22 hours.
Brittany time.
And I finally got a meal.
You big faker.
A heart-friendly meal.
Oh, really? I asked you legitimately. What did you, you know, first of all, did anyone during that entire time say the fact that you had this health scare about your heart, it might be a good idea, anything lifestyle that
Nurse Mary, when she handed me my discharge and she was going over the stuff, she said, obviously you've been cleared, but the doctor mentioned that you may want to lower your fat intake. Uh-huh. Your cholesterol is fine. You may want to lower your fat intake and you may want to eat better and lose some weight. And I said, did you not just hear him say my heart is fine? Step off, bitch. I got 15 years. So, I got 15 years of bratwurst ahead of me.
So what did you enjoy when you got home?
Are you just planning on going till 50? That's the second time you've said I've got 15
he
years.
He looks at it that way.
Are you
I guarantee you he looks at it that way.
Because he's 35
I'll
right now.
I'll take 50. I'll take 50 and a smile.
He looks, he looks at it that way. You really do, don't you?
I would love
like to. 15 good years and then you'll deal with it.
Guaranteed. Yeah,
what did you enjoy for dinner last night when you got home?
Carrie was making eggs for the kids, and I didn't like that, so I had beer.
Welcome home.
And then I had some chicken fingers,
and
that's it. I mean, I just put them in the toaster oven and heated them up. I was the
how many?
Last night, only 3.
100.
Really?
Only 3.
I'm sorry.
I was tired.
I'll give you a good example. You were talking about how we were all happy yet mad at him at the same time.
Yeah. We're being honest here. Those are legitimate. We were both pissed off and happy. Relieved and pissed off.
Yeah, from my standpoint, I kidded about it. You know, he was in the hospital. I really didn't
think it's like when your kid crosses the street. You know,
right.
You're so happy they didn't get hit by a car, but you want to spank them anyway.
I didn't want anything to be wrong with him, but on the other hand, you know, it's like, God, I knew that this was just what it was. So last night I got home, and as soon as I pulled into the driveway, Jenna comes running outside and waves. She says, phone, who is it? She says, it's Rob. I'll call him back. So she says, okay. I pulled the car in, and she said, he is feeling great. He told me some really funny stories about going home. He's going to call you back in a couple of seconds. And she looked at me, she said, what? I said, nothing. She said, what, are you not happy Rob is as well? I said, I'm very happy as well. It would have been a little more of a payoff if he really had a heart attack.
Exactly.
Right. I said, Janet, we went through that crap. What time did the phone ring yesterday morning? You know, we're concerned about Rob. Well, it's a pinched nerve.
Or it might be.
Possibly a pinched nerve.
It might be. Now, look, if it's possibly a pinched nerve, it's possibly nothing.
Well, it's something.
No, it's not.
No, hold on. Why would an arm be cold?
Because it might just be cold. You might have, you know, it
on
might
one
be,
side
might be circulation. You might have leaned the wrong way.
I think the doctor got
there.
It wrong, and I think I do have heart issues.
Do you remember when the doctor said yesterday when you said to us that he was going to see if you had maybe had a previous like heart problem,
episode.
Heart attack episode? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that part?
Well, yeah, but there's been no previous episode.
There hasn't. That's exactly what I'm saying.
That we can trace.
That we can trace.
Nothing like, well, you got a 3D heart scan.
Exactly.
It's, and you can't get any more thorough than that, right?
No, my heart is fine. My problems lie elsewhere.
An IMAX heart scan.
It was.
Did they say anything about your pooper?
No, they did. They wanted me to go back to that other guy for that.
Okay.
But they said I could keep taking my medicine for that.
All right.
So that's good, right?
Does that help your heart?
I don't know.
So I go upstairs.
I'm looking at 50. You wave me off like that.
I do. I gave Rob the, hey, get
I was,
out of here.
I, you know, and you talk about being pissed off, and when all is said and done, as delighted as I was to hear that not only was I okay, that my heart was good, like for the foreseeable future, I mean,
right.
Who wouldn't be happy to hear that?
Right.
But then knowing that I was going to walk into this today, if they had sent me home on Wednesday night, that would have been nice, too.
Is this what you anticipated? Did you anticipate this?
No, I anticipated open arms and perhaps balloons.
Of course, please. Okay.
No, I knew the minute I hung up with you guys at 5:30 yesterday,
yeah.
I said, it's not going to be good tomorrow, but at least I'm going to live through it.
Did the euphoria of, because it is euphoric.
Did you ever?
When you get the word your heart is, I mean, when you get that clean bill of health, it is a euphoric feeling.
Oh,
did you hear from your brother Peter?
Peter Wolf.
Peter Wolf. From the Jay Giles Band.
Oh, my.
But, yeah, it is euphoric.
Right.
Everyone was happy except Carrie.
Well, she wanted it to be more serious?
I take that back. I wasn't happy. Mike wasn't happy. Bucks was happy.
That's remember, true. We were all relieved.
Everyone was
and
disappointed.
Then disappointed.
That's, right. That's the word. Happy yet disappointed.
Everyone entertained disappointment. Carrie had to cancel all the arrangements.
We felt... let me tell you exactly what we felt. We felt relief and then betrayal.
Oh, betrayal it is.
Yes, yes. It's even worse than being annoyed or angry. It's relief then followed by betrayal.
Well, friend, that's where we part company, because I never felt betrayal.
Now that I am regurgitating that conversation I had with Janet last night.
Right.
My God, was I right? Because you are right, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know. I was given the benefit of the doubt that it was, in fact, a pinched nerve.
So there's no...
You said something a moment ago that was brilliant. You said...
nothing.
It could be...
It could have been absolutely nothing.
I promise it's something. I promise you.
What can you deliver?
You had 22 hours.
You were just
in a
hospital.
Right.
They
I was.
They were prodding you and poking you.
I had a tube in my nose. I had 21 adhesive electrical
leads.
Now,
when you say you had... When you say you had a tube in your nose, did you have the little oxygen with a thing?
Yeah, but I didn't like it.
That's not a tube in the nose. The tube in the nose is the thing that goes in and they feed you with
it's
that.
It's a tube.
Then
and
you
it
want to see. He wanted to make it sound like a feeding
tube.
Oh,
no, hold on a second. You're right. Let me catch him on that. He has the
thing. He's trying to tweak it up. A tube in my nose.
He had the
I'm not going to let him slide today.
Okay, how does the air get to you?
Hold on. He had the thing like Imus uses, right?
Yeah.
Not the real thing. Like
he had oxygen.
When you're in the hospital and they shove that goddamn thing all the way down your throat.
He had the same thing that professional athletes have on the sidelines when it's a hot day.
No, it was a tube, and it was in my nose. It's a quarter inch.
No, tubes are feeding tubes. You were conjuring.
Hold
there.
On. Was it a tube that had two little slots for your nostrils?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you had oxygen.
You were faker. You didn't have a tube in your nose.
I have the same thing.
I hate that, though, because it makes the air smell funny.
An Oxy Sanchez.
The tube that I had actually ran up my nose and down my throat and
you had
my nose
a, you had a feeding tube, right?
Yeah, whatever went and actually into my nose and
delivering
down my
delivering you medicine in a life-threatening situation.
Something, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, Buzz. I'm glad you came through.
There's a man who didn't cry wolf.
He cried apple juice, as I recall.
This is the polar opposite of crying wolf. This is a man who had a near-death experience, whose colon blew up.
As I'm told, yes.
And made it to the hospital barely in time, you know, not with a little pussy pinched nerve.
My oxygen tube was...
We don't know it was a pinched nerve.
That's right, I forgot. It could be. Absolutely nothing.
Probably was absolutely nothing.
What was your major?
My English.
Theater arts.
My oxygen tube in actuality was 2 inches in diameter, and it went in my nose,
ouch,
out my throat,
shut
and
up.
Back in another way.
Shut up, you.
Didn't
hello.
Care for it.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Nice pink color.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Howdy. We're doing great.
I'm
thank
sure
you.
The calls are all in my favor now.
I'm sure.
Oh, sorry. This is totally different, Rob. No offense. I was.
Oh, you know what? Hold on a second. No, don't do that to her, because that hurts Rob even more.
Right.
Oh.
It hurts him even more on a level because you are not calling
right.
to either bust his balls or be on his side about the illness.
Right, because the only thing he enjoys more than being ill is the performance.
And I love being ill.
But you're brushing him aside, ma'am.
Well, I've been listening since way the day, so I love all of you.
This show is his oxygen tube.
Absolutely.
Make no doubt about
it. My feeding tube.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, I was so excited this morning at 5:40. I had Channel 13 on with Marty Bass.
Marty Bass.
He had your new website on there talking about the head shaving. So, of course, they had to spawn off from you guys and say that water cooler question of the day was, would you or your spouse do it? And would you do it for, like, hockey tickets or something like that? But they
so did he talk about, did Marty Bass talk about this show?
Oh, yeah, she's saying they have the website.
Cool.
He had your website up on the screen, and he even clicked on the first lady with her hair, and then clicked when she had her hair clicked off. I was so excited. I had to run downstairs.
Thank you, Marty Bass.
Way to Baltimore and Channel 13.
That's good, Marty Bass.
How much would it take for Marty to shave his head?
Oh, yeah. It would just take a quick move of the hand.
You know, the head I want to see shaved is Sally Thorne.
Sally Thorne, shave off that brown hair.
She's at 2, right? She's not at 13.
Is Denise Koch still up there?
She's at 13, I think.
She's still up there. I wish I used to get the Baltimore channels. I don't get them anymore. I'd love to get them.
Buzz gets them better here than the Washington.
Yeah, you get Baltimore channels.
We
hello.
Do here, yeah.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
Great.
I just thought I'd let you know, if you ever feel like you're having a heart attack again, please wait 24 hours, then don't call the doctor.
If you ever feel like you're having a heart attack, why don't you drink some Drano and jump into a cooling fan?
Hello, Todd and Mike show.
Lousy.
Hey, come on, Wolfie. Hello, Don and Mike.
Wolfie.
Hey, Don and Mike. If Rob does pass away for some tragic reason, are we going to have a Rob A. death day like Elvis?
Sure. We'll go to Rob's house.
Outstanding.
Rob has from his basement.
Bet you $10 I outlive this guy. I will tell you guys something that you will like.
What?
Because it was genuine misery and pain. Is when I got home, I had 21 of those adhesive things they give you for the EKG and
right.
all that stuff all over.
Oh, they didn't take them off at the hospital?
No, nor did they shave my...
See, I just don't think you... I think you really ought to go back in.
Nor did they shave me when they put them on. They all pulled off huge clumps of hair.
See, at the... Did that hurt?
I'm giving you guys something.
Did that hurt?
More than the oxygen tube.
Let me tell you the way I heard it last night.
The feeding tube.
The way I heard it last night when he was all giddy and happy and everything. And
he was euphoric that he was going
to
live.
And I was having to be happy because I was happy, but on the other hand, I was like, oh, Jesus.
Right.
What I heard last night was, and I got home, and everybody was here, and the kids were here, and the kids had a great time pulling these little tabs off me, and I was going, ow, 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 and it pulled all the hair off me. It was like the 40-year-old version. Oh, it was so great. It was a lot of fun.
You know, he knows that we feel joy at his pain, and that was all he could come up with.
That's all I've got.
And that's no real pain, because you were describing it like as one of those Hallmark moments with your kids pulling the things off. You're like,
how are you feeling right now with this Inquisition?
I'm fine.
Is your heart feeling good right now?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. He feels as good as he did when
my arm is freezing.
What did you enjoy for lunch today?
I didn't have lunch today.
You didn't eat lunch?
Wow. No.
You didn't eat lunch?
No, I seldom eat.
You're not even giving me anything to work with.
And you know what I suggest?
Oh, now who's boohoo? Yeah, I'm boohoo.
You know what I suggest you do? Mike, they do this in baseball all the time. You'll back me up on this. When you got a pitcher in between innings, if it's cold outside, he tries to keep his pitching arm warm.
Right.
A lot of times you see those guys wearing the jacket.
Just on the shoulder.
Right. Just on one. They've got just one arm in their jacket.
Right.
Here's what's nutty. That wouldn't help because it was cold on the inside.
From the inside out.
What, like your arms in McDLT?
Precisely.
Warm on the outside and cold on the inside?
Now it's sort of mysterious, isn't it? Now
that's
you're
amazing.
Wondering.
What's amazing is that nothing caused that. Nothing at all caused that. A waste of money. God, how much money they spent on you. They could be working on another, like, elderly person. Jesus.
I'm not sure that there was anyone in more danger than me by looking around that ER. Maybe someone had choked on a burrito or perhaps a chalupa.
Were you in the ER for 22 hours?
No. I was in the waiting room for 2 hours,
right.
Holding cell for an hour.
And they moved him to the wolf suite.
Okay, sick people over here, people that are just whining over here, please.
Then they put me in room MB. Make believe.
Would you like to? Mr. Spiewak, yes, we have the fantasy suite all ready for you here.
Then I was put into an actual hospital bed where they had to kick a really sick person out. And they put me in there, and that was 4 a.m.
Excuse me, yes, doctor. Mr. Spiewak ate something that didn't agree with him, and he's come down with a very bad case of hypochondria.
Give him 4 cc's of placebo.
Okay, give him the pills filled with sugar, please.
Yes, I had lots of placebo. It was delicious.
Oh, man. Well, I would have eaten donuts for 2 days after that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Friday beer.
Hello.
I don't know.
Worked out nice for you. What was this work week? Like a three-day week?
3-day work week.
And yet I will still bill 40 hours.
Just like a good lawyer.
Hello. You're on the
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I don't know if you saw the wonderful piece on the NBC Nightly News the other night about heart attacks are just misdiagnosed as pinched nerves. It was actually really wonderful. Wolf Blitzer did an excellent job on it. And,
he just wanted to get to the Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf Blitzer.
Love him on NBC.
Tonight, people having heart attacks that think that they're really ill when they just have pinched nerves, and in many cases, in fact, most cases, nothing.
You can't dampen me.
Nothing at all.
Look at me. You know what? You wish you had my heart.
Look at him.
I think there's jealousy at play.
With me? May I draw your attention to my most recent physical that I had? Which
was it 3D?
It was not 3D.
And there was no nuclear dye.
I'm sure it's fine. See, you know I'm allergic to that. Now, that's a low blow. You know I'm...
You're allergic to that?
I'm allergic to that stuff.
Stop with the nuclear dye stuff, please.
It's not like nuclear dye. That's like
you're
the tube.
Some type of superhero.
Turn off the lights and I'll show you.
That's like saying I had a tube in my nose.
God.
I did have a tube.
My heart is great.
I bet I have a better heart than you.
I bet you don't.
What do you want?
To thump and thump.
What would you do with a heart, sir?
I jump for joy. I jump.
Tonight on Channel 7, the I-Team investigates. With our hidden camera, we went into this hospital where this man had nothing wrong with him.
He claims it was a pinched nerve.
Look at him relaxing in his hospital pajamas.
I really kind of like it here. Could I have more Jell-O, please? Could I have some ice chips?
Oh, my lips are cracking.
This question will be lost on you. Did you have any hot nurses?
No, I didn't. Okay. I had Mary and then the chatty one.
Hi, Mary.
Mary was not hot. Mary wouldn't have been hot if we boiled her.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello, you're on the air.
God bless you, Mary.
Hi, Tim.
Hey.
Is that you? Found you. Hi, Tim.
Yeah, okay. I know Rob is actually faking all this, and here's the reason why. Because 2 years ago, you guys kept busting him about the Rob Spiewak music, so he wanted the spotlight on him.
All right, well, thank you, Diaz.
Thank you. It's a very nice
analysis. That stands for dumbass.
One man's theory. That's how you know you're getting to the finish line with something when you get a call like that.
Starting to unravel.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, I just blew a black guy's head off in the back of my car. Can you send him the wolf?
Mr. Wolf. quick.
Too busy serving in Congress to
I
do
think
that.
Quick. I think fast. I talk fast.
With sugar on top? Please.
Would you clean the effing car?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I was wondering if I could thank Rob for my next insurance premium hike.
Yeah, there you go.
No, that's right.
Now, that's a good comment right there.
There's the consumer's bill of rights.
Hey, I paid that $50 copay. I get that service.
You're talking about that phony nuclear dye that they put. That's expensive stuff that they use.
Don and Mike Show.
Bill it.
Hello. Hello.
Just want to ask Rob if he prefers Mr. Wolf or Wolfie.
Any preference, Rob?
I prefer unpleasantness for this guy.
I think you've officially run out of gas here.
Yeah, I think it's over.
Well, I had a tough day yesterday.
Are you exhausted already?
I'm spent.
You are tapped.
I am tapped. Well,
just retire to your normal spot.
Yes,
good. My seated spot.
Yes, you're starting to stammer.
Bring my heart rate down.
Headphones off, please.
Bye then.
Back to your spot.
My arm is cold.
My neck.
Now, last night, the kids, it was so great. They were pulling these things on me like little spongy things. It was so cute.
Yeah, would have gotten a better response from all of us if maybe they set you on fire for a little bit. Not to kill you, you know, just give you some serious burns.
Why would they set him on fire?
Just to make us happier. For fun. Just for fun, you know, so it would take away some of our anger at him being, you know, in the condition that he's in.
I really have to question the medical team.
Yeah.
Look at him.
I do too. You're going in the direction
that
I think
you
should.
You'd have him in there thinking he had a heart attack, and you would sign the paper that said, this cat's okay to leave.
Really, we all expect it. At least the doctor to come and say, hey, you got some serious health issues.
You got to change.
I expected it, too.
Now, how have you made me disappointed?
Let me tell you this. Let's take this tack with this for one final.
You're going to offer
analysis.
This,
Mike? May I just jump in and say, let's hand this off to Buzz.
All right,
Buzz.
Yes, Buzz is the real super health nut here. He really is.
Okay,
Rob. Buzz, why don't you quiz Rob? Seriously,
you were going to jump in. Go ahead.
Right.
Leave it to Buzz.
Rob, it's surprising to us that...
looking at me. Don't look at me. Look at him.
That, you know, with your acknowledged weight, that they wouldn't give you some kind of nutritional advice, some kind of encouragement, perhaps stress the importance
right.
of your health and...
You mean my morbid obesity?
Now we're on tap.
I hate to interrupt.
On
that,
point.
When you say that, yeah, I think we have to have a little background first.
Yes.
To understand where we're coming from, like perhaps... Just some lifestyle issues. So people are familiar with, you know, I think really, okay. we joke about it a lot.
I'm fat.
Rob's fat.
Let's recap. How many beers a night?
I'm fat.
Roughly, I would say 4 or 5 a night.
Roughly
on
four
average.
Or five. Could you get by on maybe 2?
I could, but why would you?
Uh-huh. Okay, just checking. What about salad? Are you a big salad eater?
No. Maybe a spinach salad with eggs and bacon.
Pastry?
I like it when it's around.
Forget it. I'll just say it, but I thought you were going to say it. I apologize. I think everybody wondered, and everybody has said it in real life off the radio when we talked about you.
Mm-hmm.
How could the guy be laying there thinking you're having a heart attack and somebody not say to you, hey, dude, as long as you're here, we got to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You look like the Monopoly man. Seriously. You're going to have a heart attack if you don't lose some weight. That's what everybody is dancing around.
You know, they're probably right. You recall, I lost weight once.
Yes. You did a great job.
You looked great when you did that.
I didn't care for it. It was much more fun putting it back on. It took almost as long.
And the other thing that is angering people, and I'm just speaking for the group, and if I'm speaking out of turn, please tell me I'm trying to be the voice of the group with what I've heard, is the fact that we find it incredulous that after you fake this heart attack,
right.
that you talk to the doctor, mm-hmm. and now you're coming in and you're telling us the doctor said, not only did you not have a heart attack, but your heart is fantastic.
The word was perfect.
Perfect. And
perfect was the word that was used.
And you don't have a thing to worry about with your health.
Isn't for 15 years.
Well, heart-wise. But isn't that great? Isn't it? That means I've been doing it right.
Did the doctor say 15 years?
He did not. He said, from now on.
From now on, through eternity.
Wait.
What doctor would say, this is a heart doctor?
No matter how much hamburger helper you
have. My cardiologist just lambasts me when she sees me.
You want the name of this guy? He's great.
He just says, from now on, you're A-okay.
He'll go easy on it.
Every time I go to the regular doctor, a real problem, the first thing he says, even if I think I'm doing fantastic,
right?
It's always, get on the scale. Well, you're still a little over where you should be.
Right.
I mean, it's the first thing they say. Look at
me. Well, I'll tell you this. When I was at my very skinniest, which wasn't that skinny.
Right.
I got down to 227.
Right.
Which was, for me, like a rail.
Yeah.
And I went to a doctor. First time to go to a GP, this guy. I weigh in. He said, well, if you lost about 20 pounds, that would be great. After I had just lost 70 pounds.
Right.
And so that's when I said, you know what?
I'm going to start eating.
I'm going to eat like I like to eat.
But hold on again. How is it that you find the doctor, though? When you're laying on the table.
Doctor found me.
Spread eagle, thinking you're having a heart attack, who not only comes over and says you didn't have a heart attack, but furthermore, you're aces. Go ahead. Go have a pound of lard tonight. Knock yourself out.
I'm sure he would prefer if I didn't eat a full pound of lard.
Yeah. Now, see, I think the thing is that we've all gotten that, probably all of us at one time or another.
Sure.
So we hear that, and we really do. I mean, I get, Don, you get it from your doctor.
All the time.
And Don and I actually have the same doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I get it from a cardiologist she said the last thing, this is the great thing she said to me the last time I was in there. You know what she said?
What?
She said, and she says stuff that is designed to absolutely strike fear into her. She looks at me and she says, that passive-aggressive kind of thing that she does. You know what the average age is on that cardiac unit? And I said, what? She said, 2 years younger than you. Okay, have a good day. Thank you. She's not unattractive.
Yeah. Fish don't need sticks. Hamburger don't need helper. That would be my advice to you.
Tell that to the wife. You know what you could tell your cardiologist?
What's that?
You could say, you know, my friend Rob has a perfect heart.
God damn.
Yes, and what did the doctor say? From now on?
From now on.
Uh-huh. From now on, like a fairy tale. And they lived happily
ever
after.
From now on, dot, dot, dot. From now on,
if he feels like he's having a heart attack,
take an aspirin and lie down.
Right. Oh, that's
forward.
Right.
Nothing.
Forever.
There's nothing.
Or did he say? Did he even say take an aspirin?
He said take a Tylenol and go to bed.
Really?
And then he told me an exercise I could do for my neck.
What's the exercise for your neck?
What? You lay on the side of your bed and you let your head hang down. You put, you know, up even with your shoulders.
Exercise.
Now, for me, this is tough.
Heavy lifting.
You let your head lay down for 3 minutes.
So friggin' big.
Then sit up for a minute and then let it down for 3 minutes. You do this 5 times.
That's got to be taxing.
You hang your head off the bed?
Yeah, until you reach your target heart rate. It's the sitting up that's tough.
That must be taxing
it
for
is.
You.
Well, all right, what would happen is he theorized that it was a pinched nerve. Remember
here we go.
This.
Here we go. And we're going to cut to the chase right now.
And it could have been, probably was, nothing.
Was nothing.
It was something.
With this scare, however,
right?
Will you be making any significant, and be honest, any significant changes to your diet or your exercise program?
No, but
never mind. Thank you.
I will. Here's the one. I will be getting a doctor.
Witness is accused.
He's getting a regular doctor.
I'm going to get a doctor.
Well, that's
good. A real doctor.
Like maybe on vacation, because then you have some time.
It's the best time.
You know what that means? That means the 15th of never. That's what that means.
So I'll go to myself and get myself a good doctor and tell him that something happened. And that I had a tube in my nose.
We're glad you're okay, you big lug.
Well, I'm glad I'm okay, too.
Welcome back. We were worried about you. Seriously, especially right at the end when you were going to call us before the show, and I figured, you know, with my experience with these kind of things, that you should have had your information by that time and that it was something bad. You felt the same way.
I felt the exact same way. It felt great that he came in and said, from now on, your heart is more healthy than Mike O'Meara.
F you. Welcome back, you hump.
And incidentally, I'm not going to say anything about how fat you are. Have a nice night. Hit Taco Bell on the way home tonight.
Thought about it.
Jesus Christ.
Thought about it. You know, before I left, the room service lady called me and asked if I'd like dinner at the hospital.
Have you made any plans for dinner this evening?
No.
Do you have any thoughts about what it might be? What do you desire?
I don't think that Carrie has thawed anything.
Okay.
It can't have tomato sauce. I know that.
Oh, that's because of your butt.
That's because of the ass.
Yeah.
The caffeine I'm trying to stay away from.
Another problem he's been avoiding.
Yeah, he can talk about my heart all he wants. At least I don't have that butt. I don't have that butt problem.
Yours is perfect.
Don't present to me, please. Please don't present.
That's the problem. It's like a beautiful car that doesn't run. So great to look at.
Since we're on the subject, how is that progressing? Are you making any headway with another thing that your doctor says everything's going to be fine?
It's better. Yeah. It's better every day. I'm seeing so much less blood.
Ever the optimum.
And I haven't seen...
He's not kidding about that.
I haven't seen any phlegm in weeks.
The guy really has blood and pus coming out of, there.
To him, the toilet is half empty.
You should see it.
Ever the optimum.
I am taking the pills, and I'm going to see the doctor in a couple weeks, and he's checked me out.
Good.
It's an irritation in my colon.
And now, is this your regular doctor, or is this another one of your emergency room doctors?
No, this was...
That you go to on the weekend.
This was a referral.
All right. Robert Nicole Smith, thank you.
He's excellent.
All right,
we got to get a break. Thank you, Robbie. It's good to have you back.
Yes. Thank you. Great to be back.
Very good.
What do you want a heart for?
To thump and thump.
What do you want a heart for?
To thump and thump.
Yeah.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
Fine for 15 years.
Absolutely, at least.
I could take a crap in a box and mark it guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ.
From now on, better than 15 years.
Perfect.
That's like waltzing off into the sunset.
This will be an everlasting heart.
World without end.
This Amen. Will be.
Much better than Mike O'Mara's.
From now on, yeah, from now on.
Carrie, more gravy. More gravy.
Hi, Don. I know I just told this story to Janet, but I'll tell it to you again because I'm so giddy and happy. There's nothing wrong with me.
Everything's fine. Here's the exercise the doctor gave me. He told me to hang my head off the bed.
He said, thank you.
Kids, come pick these little things off Daddy's body.
Ow, 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 ow. I'm going to live forever. Hooray, hooray.
I'm bulletproof.
Fantastic.
He's bulletproof. You're goddamn bulletproof. You know, meanwhile, poor Anna Nicole is, you know, eating dirt right now.
Yeah. Not really, though.
Not yet, no.
Who do you think looks better right now? Anna Nicole in her decomposing state, or Rob Spiewak, who's just been given a clean bill of health?
Tie goes to the runner.
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You watch CSI last night?
I did.
I thought of you when the scene came up.
You okay?
Thera's pubis.
Yeah, crab. I am buying Lindsay a chastity belt.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
It is the sacred day. The day for Don Geronimo and Michael Mella.
Didn't I suggest that to you yesterday on the show?
Big night tonight, you know, the semi-formal.
Chastity belt night.
So I'm buying a shotgun and then I'm going after the big dude. Very excited about that. Just going to stand out in front. And I'm meeting my ex-wife up there because I would be too late getting to the start of this thing. But then I think I'm just going to hang around for the whole thing.
Sure.
Like the real bad dad.
Don't be the creepy dad.
No, I'm not going to be the creepy dad. I'm going to pick my youngest daughter up and we're gonna go out and then we're going to pick Catherine up after it's all over. And I hope she has a fantastic time.
Good. And then you're going to take her to a self-serve car wash and spray her off and hose her down.
And I'm just going to look at it. And I'm just going to stand in the doorway with all the boys leaving.
Huh. What are you looking at?
Them.
Girl.
You get away, you.
Don't look at that boy. Girl.
You immeasurable bastard. Get in the car.
Hold on. Give me one moment. Do we have that tape of Simon? His best thing from last night? His best line?
When you sing, you have the personality of a candle.
He said that actually two nights ago. Maybe his most brilliant statement to date.
Boy, they stretched that show out last night.
They sure did. Like, and American Idol bit me in the ass last night. I'll tell you why. Not because of the voting or anything else.
Right.
I loved it. I was 50-50 on who was going to go. I got two of them right and two of them wrong.
I wanted to see the Donatella Versace girl go, and I knew that she wasn't. When they put her at the end of the line...
The girl that did Brass and Pockets?
Yeah, I knew they were going to...
I thought she was a goner for sure.
No, I mean, it was her I didn't like, and then it was the other one that sang the Aerosmith song. The local girl that goes to Catholic University, they should have been out of there.
Those are the two that I had pegged as well, but the Aerosmith girl made it.
And they're too good looking. That's the thing. They're too pretty. The pretty people in the early rounds... They last a little longer. You ought to watch the show, Buzz. You'd enjoy it here.
But hear me out on this. I got burned on American Idol on Wednesday night. Hold on. Here is our producer. Hold on a second.
Johnny
Thomas.
Hi there.
Hi.
The girl that you're talking about who apparently went to Catholic University, she's a very bad girl.
I've heard about the internet.
I saw that. Hold on. One of the links on our website, at DonandMikeWebsite.com, one of the video links that I looked at earlier today is of that girl sitting on a toilet.
Well, there's that one, but I've seen her sitting on something else.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Here you go.
Really?
Here it is from
Catholic University.
From DonandMikeWebsite.com. Here she is. The girl that sang "I Don't Want to Miss a Thing." There she is, sitting on a toilet
with toilet paper in her hand.
And
wow.
Here she is, Mike, on a beach, topless.
Wow.
With a couple of her pig friends.
Winner.
There she is. She's got her hand over her boobs.
I knew she was a bad girl.
Oh. Yeah. You know, and actually...
It's like the movie Wall Street. As soon as I saw you, I knew you were bad news.
That's what I wanted to mention at the beginning of the show when I said I love that feature on our website. That's where I saw the video of her sitting on the toilet. Because the header says, American Idol contestant on toilet.
You got something worse than this?
Yeah.
Really?
Got a mouthful of something.
Are you kidding me?
She got a mouthful of...
I'm not sure it's her. If you look at the picture...
See, okay, it might be one of those fake ones.
A little tough to tell, but right. It very well could be. I showed it to Joe, and he thinks it might be.
See, when it starts, they do a lot of photoshopping.
What are you doing, Joe?
Or they find people that look similar.
It was either her or the little Indian boy.
The Donny Osmond boy.
I told you he would make it.
Yeah.
I wish he hadn't, too.
Okay, so hold on. Here's the American Idol thing.
Uh-huh.
It was on Wednesday night, the two-hour show with the girls, and I'm going somewhere where this. It leads to last night.
Okay.
During that two-hour show, I had the situation with Janet that, it is the absolute struggle of man versus woman, and Mike and I had actually been talking about it in the office a couple of days earlier.
All this, yes.
But this is how it played out. Watching American Idol on Wednesday night, and I want to watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch the performances.
It's a male thing.
I want to hear every little snide comment that is made. I want to focus on it.
Men, when we are interested in the box, in the magic box,
right.
We are interested and undividedly interested.
Right.
We want to give it all of our attention. We really do. If we're watching something that's important to us, we don't want to talk.
No, this happened exactly as I'm saying with Janet. And before TiVo, I don't know what people did.
I should correct that. We don't want to talk. We don't want to be talked to. We will talk. We'll pause it and talk if we have something we want to say.
If we pause it.
But we don't want someone interjecting.
So, that's perfect, Mike.
Yes.
We're watching American Idol, and she keeps talking. Like, as they're singing, she'll say something like, look at the guy up in the corner up there. And every time, I would pause it and say, And finally, after about five pauses, I paused it and I said, what? What? And she said, can I even talk during the phone numbers? And I said, no. She said, why can't I talk during the phone numbers? I said, because, it sounds so queer about this show, Simon might say something under his breath to Ryan Seacrest.
And then Seacrest will point it out.
I said, it's important to me, and I'm not giving you that line of BS like, I must watch this show to talk about it on the radio. I said, this show is important to me, and I want to watch it uninterrupted. I said, if we were watching Grey's Anatomy, which would be funny because that would be the first time I've ever seen the show,
right?
And something was happening, and I kept saying to you, hey, forget that guy who's on the hospital table dying. Look at that cat in the other room. What do you think about that guy?
Right.
Wouldn't you eventually just pause it and say, would you please be quiet? I'm trying to watch the show. And I understand that I'm drawing the distinction between a drama and American Idol, but the point remains that it just should not be screwed with.
It was, it'd be the equivalent of on Grey's Anatomy. You know, they come up to a point where they have a line like, doctor, what do you think the prognosis is? And then you say something like, do you think that hospital equipment they use is real, or do they do that fake stuff? What do they do? Think it's made out of wood?
So Janet and I discussed it, and we came to the realization that during certain programs, the cone of silence must be observed.
Mm-hmm.
I said to her, it's very similar to, and I hate to use this because it's the Holy Grail, but I said it to her, it's very similar to when the Packers are on. You know how when I'm watching the Packers and I tell you, don't make me pause this. I want to watch it as it's happening. Please don't say anything. I said, same thing here. Me love you long time, but no talkie-talkie during American Idol.
Oh, you know, that brings up such a fond memory for me as a child. This is a wonderful, chauvinistic 50s style, even though it was in the 60s and 70s memory, when, you know, we'd be sitting there with a... all of us in the little TV room, and my mom would be bringing dinner into the TV room because we were watching a Red Sox game, and there she was, having slaved over dinner, prepared it for us, and she would get yelled at by my father because she was standing in front of the television set serving
him
his dinner. I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. I do. I just, you know, a little memory. I realized how totally unfair, but how wonderful it was at the same time.
So this, I know a lot of guys out there have had this problem with the TiVo.
Very common.
Where your chick says something and you politely pause it. And then, like, after the fourth pause, it's like, honey, I don't know how we possibly got along before TiVo was invented. Did your womankind invent interject and insert yourself into every conversation that's on television? You know, this is why people, I didn't say this to Janet, but really, this is why people talk in the goddamn movie theater.
It's true. Yeah.
Because they think they're at home and they can just stop things and talk.
However, and I know you're similar to me.
There's no decorum.
You know this is true. It is not a universal rule because the rule does not apply to you. The rule does not apply to men. Because
I'm a man.
Because, well, you're in control of the remote.
And
so, therefore, when you want to speak, you put it on pause if you have something relevant to say.
Right.
Like, for example, if you see something that is worthy of comment that needs to be discussed.
Right.
Which I do with Carla all the time.
Because
you know what I'm saying.
In the case of American Idol, only I would know what that moment is. She is not sophisticated enough to process it. I'm sorry.
But it must be discussed because you're really kind of going through the dress rehearsal for what you're going to come in and say in here.
But not even that, Mike.
Yeah, that's true. That's a little less oversimplifying.
Just in real life. Uh-huh. I mean, it's the way I like watching the show. So,
right.
So we have that, not even a situation. Mm-hmm. There's a little road bump on Wednesday night.
Yes.
So last night, it's the results show.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the one night when I wouldn't mind if she chats. Like,
yeah, because it's a bunch of crap.
Who the freak wants to see Fantasia come out again and... You know, Quincy Jones, who looked like he had a stick up his butt last night, was Quincy Jones. I won't even get into Quincy Jones last night. They have very famous people sitting in the audience at American Idol, and they go to them, and they have microphones on, and when they go to them, the person reacts as if they don't know they're on TV. There's Fantasia, who's going to be on The Color Purple, produced by Quincy Jones. They go to Quincy Jones, and you're like,
Erotica, she's beautiful, man.
Thank you, Quincy, and they cut him off right away.
Jesus Christ.
And Fantasia sang a song, I think, from The Color Purple, when I would have preferred to hear her sing her classic that she sang on the show. Oh, I actually am glad he didn't have a heart attack. I really am.
So last night when she could have spoken, because it's a boring American Idol, you just want to get that last 2 minutes of every half hour when they throw people away.
Right.
At one point, she was sitting there and sitting there and sitting there very quietly. Mm-hmm. And I paused it and I said, "Everything okay?" And she said, "I was just waiting until you said we could speak." And I said, "Oh,
I was waiting until you spoke to
me." I said, "God, don't, please don't make it like that." And she said, "I'm not trying to make it anyway. I'm trying to do what you told me the other night. I'm trying to get along, to assimilate here. Is there talking during American Idol, or is there not talking during American Idol?"
Can you explain?
And I said to her, "Well, in the field of 24, really no talking, I guess, during boy and girl night. When they have the cut-down night, it's okay.
Boy and girl night.
When they get to the final 12, really not. But when they get down to the final 10, then, yes, it's okay to talk. But generally speaking, we never speak during a performance. And
we never speak during
the grading. And we absolutely never speak when the camera is on Simon." And I will give Janet credit, because I am going to appear like...
I didn't know that you had... You've definitely modified it a little bit and put a lot of different rules in.
I'm like a mental patient, like the Idi Amin of TV, sitting there saying this to her. And she nods at me and she says, "Okay, got it."
Wow.
Okay. So we can talk tonight during American Idol.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Yes, we can." And right at that moment, they came up and sucker punched me because I didn't think they were going to do an elimination.
Right.
And they did. So right at that moment, and it was my fault.
You said, "Shh."
No. Here's the thing. Fantasia's singing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as Fantasia's singing, I muted it. No need to just pause it. I just muted it. And I said to Janet, "So, how was your day? How's that a-hole boss of yours?"
Uh-huh.
And she started telling me.
Uh-huh.
And as she's telling me, I'm noticing on the TV, on real-time TV, Fantasia's done singing.
Oh.
And, uh-oh, they're lining people up.
They're gathering them over there for the execution.
They're lining up all of the people.
There's going to be an elimination.
And I'm trying to make eye contact with her because, you know, it's okay to talk during Thursday night American Idol. While the whole time I'm watching, and she picked up on it right away.
Okay.
And she said, "Am I keeping you from something?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "No." And I was trying to look at her while not looking at the TV. Right. Like this mic. I said,
"Right.
No, not at all." She said, "Remember, you're the one that muted the TV, and you asked me how my day was."
She's right.
And then I said, "You're right." And
yeah, but the more important conversation was taking place on the magic box.
But you couldn't just subtly hit pause.
No, Buzz. Yeah. Thank you. This is the end of the story.
Okay. And mute and pause are two different, you know, distinctly different features.
What happened was, and I've got one of those monster remotes that learns everything, so it's a little bigger than your average remote.
Uh-huh.
As Janet was continuing to tell me about her dickhead boss, and if he's listening, pal, you are a supreme dickhead.
Helping.
At this point, it's kind of a moot point. Her call, not his.
Uh-huh.
So I'm touching the remote, trying to, without looking at it, trying to hit the button that will pause it.
Well, while it's still muted.
And while I'm doing that, my big, dorky elbow knocks over this big, gigantic martini glass full of booze that she's nice enough to bring in so I can watch TV. And
so you were trying to subtly pretend you were interested.
And I mean,
and save the thing you were really
interested. I mean, it is
like an alarm.
It's boom, crash, and there's booze everywhere, and the dogs are going crazy. And I'm standing up, and I said, "No, you know what? This is not you tonight. This is me tonight. I don't know why I have these stupid rules about television. Now I'm going to smell like a martini all night long." Because, I mean, really, I had it all over me. I said, "And I missed the best part of American Idol."
The elimination.
And I asked you about your job, and I want to hear about your job.
Are you freaky about seeing it happen live?
Yeah, because you could rewind it.
Yeah.
I must see it live.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And here's the thing.
See, I actually rarely watch anything American Idol live.
Oh,
I watch
it
Devo.
Here's the thing. I also now believe that the only show that's truly, truly live is the Results Show.
Oh, you're absolutely, because they made a reference to it
because
last night.
They say it all the time.
Yeah, because that is the only one where it's really, really live.
And once that was pounded into my head last night, once I finally figured that out, because it says live, live, we're live tonight, it's live, live, live. Oh, no, I got to see it as it happens.
I didn't know.
Got
to
see it as it happens.
See, I like to have it just TiVo'd enough where I eliminate the commercials and
pick
I go
like
right till the end of the hour.
9 or 10 minutes after the
That's
hour
exactly,
is a great
maybe
time
20
to
minutes after. That's
yeah. Maybe, you know what? Yeah. You cut it close though on Thursday night because then you go to CSI at 9. I mean, you don't want your American Idol dragging over into your CSI.
I watched
time.
Last night, I was able to watch the Results Show from American Idol TiVo'd, watch a live documentary on HBO, the Abu Ghraib thing that was on last night, and then watch CSI after that without commercials.
Yeah.
It was the perfect TV viewing night.
You could spend CSI at like 9:10, 9:15, something like that.
Yeah, I know, but here's the thing. On a show like CSI, I like watching it live. I know the picture looks just as good on high def TiVo as if you're watching it.
You
right
don't mind
there.
The commercials?
No, because I go to the bathroom.
Right, a lot
without ever rising from your seat.
the NASA system.
Tell me if I've made a mistake here, because I've given my wife pausing rights. Marcia is well behaved now and doesn't speak during the show. But if it's really, really important, she's allowed to shout pause, and then I hit the pause
button. That's not bad.
She shouts it.
Are you serious?
Pause.
Yes.
But you're controlling the remote.
Right, and only if it's really, really important.
Are you serious? If I bring this up, I'm swinging with
you
my
tomorrow
night.
You know, I have to say something. You sit here and talk about it, and you're talking about the same things and the same behavior that we all do, and but something about Buzz, it sounds like she's in shackles.
Yeah.
It just sounds like she's being restrained.
She prefers them.
Bad enough that she has to yell it. Or say it at all, but
pause.
But it has to be important.
Well, the sound is very loud, and yes, we have high standards. You can't be stopping every few seconds, so save it for something important.
Everybody, hold on a second. I know you wish you were me. We are socializing with Buzz and Marcia tomorrow night, and I promise I will bring this up in front of his wife.
That's a good thing.
To find out if, in fact, she does have to scream out, pause.
Pause.
And then, because I do believe you, I have to find out how you trained her like that.
It's a time.
I've got one better.
Yeah?
Carrie won't watch TV with me anymore. It's too loud.
All right, are you ready for the pussy alert here?
Please.
Okay.
Carlos been handling the remote the last couple of evenings.
Ooh, what?
Gay.
Yes.
Heresy.
I wrestled it from her.
This is never speak of this again.
Good for you. She's really gotten happy with that remote lately.
How is she
driving?
With
it? She's like any woman would be with a remote. She does her own thing.
Listen to us.
You know?
Now, that is so bad, though.
It was last night. I came up. I was checking my email. I came up to the we watch most of our TV in the bedroom. And we really do. We do. No,
like me in the hospital.
Yeah. Like Yelke Summer used to watch her TV. No,
but like John and Yoko.
Like John and Yoko.
Naked on top of the
TV. That's just
sheet.
Where we hang out. That's just where the best TV is, and that's where
Mike,
we watch it.
Mike is naked. Carl is fully clothed.
You know what? There was a last night was incredible because, I mean, I watched so much television in such a short period of time. I don't know how I got it all in, but I actually joined her because she's a Survivor fan, and she's controlling Survivor with the remote. And so, you know, even though it was her show, she likes Survivor. I'm not a big Survivor guy. Mm-hmm. She still controlled the remote, and it drove me insane how she was doing it. And she was skipping through the commercials on that.
We did have to split off at 9 p.m.
Right.
And I was with Janet on this one because she likes Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. CSI she likes okay. But I think last night was, a special triple McDreamy, whatever that guy's
Curtain
name is.
Oh, really?
Series,
yeah.
Someone's going to croak, and if she didn't see
Why
it,
do they cram all the good stuff on Thursday night?
Isn't that historically
it's
the biggest
the most watched night of TV of the week, Mike?
Isn't that what it is?
Friday night, your young urbanites are out. Same on Saturday night.
Yeah, you're right about that. Mm-hmm.
Point of order. Let's say Grey's Anatomy wasn't on last night, and they'd done something else on Channel 7, and she was watching CSI. Could she talk during that?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Because you can rewind that and then catch up during the
spot? Because that's okay. And a lot of times when she talks during CSI, I'll give her credit that there is... really make her sound like an idiot. Sometimes she does occasionally say something I find interesting.
And when she does that, you yell, pause.
Pause! You write that down.
And she let's say, I'm curious about this, because this is great. Because eventually Carrie might want to watch TV with me.
No.
What about, you're right, what about The Sopranos?
Oh, sure. Yes, she's watched it with me, and yes, you're allowed to speak during The Sopranos.
Okay.
I guess the rule would be not like during a heavy violent scene.
Okay.
You know? Although, you know, at that point, she's allowed, aren't you right?
Mm-hmm.
A girl's allowed to go, ooh, gross, yeah. Gross.
Oh, Reese-like stuff.
Well, the reaction is normally, I don't want to see that. I said, turn away.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's
really the way it goes. That's kind of the rule.
Sounds like a lot of talking to me.
Last one, 24.
We watch it together, and she prattles like a doll that you pull the string on.
Really?
Well,
Carla is practically silent during 24.
She peppers.
Then I remove the tape.
She peppers me, and I say this with love.
Uh-huh.
Peppers me with questions, and I've said to her on more than one occasion, "There's Rob's phone number. If you want to know something," because she sees things. She goes like, "Was that guy on the show 2 years ago? Was that guy on 24 on the second season of 24? I think I saw that Secret Service guy on the first year."
Is she a big fan of the show?
Yeah, she loves it. And she goes, "Hold on a second. Didn't Jack come through the other door when they did that scene?" I think that's a continuity error. I mean, she's really into stuff like that on 24.
But 24 is not the same rule as American Idol.
No, because sometimes I pause and I get into a real debate, like when the bad president came on at the end of last week's episode and had his beard.
Mm-hmm.
Janet said, "Hold on a second, pause it for a second." I paused it. She said, "Isn't he dead?" And I had to stop for a second, and I said, "Phew, what happened to him last year?"
Well, and I don't remember either. What happened to him last year?
You know, and I swear to God, I ended up saying to her, "There's Rob's phone number."
Right. Yeah, speaking of the devil,
call
here
him
he
if
comes.
Really, call
what
him
happened
if you
to
really
him?
Wasn't he found guilty and resigned in disgrace?
I thought he was like sent
something
jail. Like that. That was implied, I think, as he left on the helicopter.
Because time had passed between the two seasons.
Okay.
I might not have ever explained it. But remember that who's the girl with the cans? The first lady?
Jean Smart.
Jean Smart. Oh, yeah.
She sort of sold him out and turned him in.
And she's supposed to be coming on the show, too.
She will be on this season.
I can't wait. See, here's why the yell pause rule was established. What you were talking about, the familiar face syndrome, where she would see somebody like in the first 5 or 10 minutes of a television show or a movie, and for the remainder of that show or movie, keep asking, "Where do we know them from?" And finally, it's just like, "All right, stop." That's how we developed the rule.
Pause!
Pause.
But as a familiar face, is that important enough for a pause?
It is if it keeps being asked every 30 seconds for 2 hours. Yes.
Pause!
There's
I'm really looking forward to getting together with you guys tomorrow night, though.
That's all fixed now.
I am looking forward to that.
Don't be alarmed if she yells pause.
Okay, the guy that we didn't have on the show yesterday, who's obsessed with the number 23, and that, have you seen the ads for the Jim Carrey movie, the movie, "Don't look at me as a funny man, take me seriously, I'm going to be dark in this movie, I'm going to try to be like Edward Norton, get a lot of tats."
Yeah, he does weird stuff now.
Be crazy.
Isn't it kind of a horror movie, too? Is it kind of a
suspense? He and his girlfriend have the same hair.
You're not, you don't think you can tolerate him in a suspenseful movie? Because the movie looks kind of scary to me.
Jim Carrey should just talk out of his butt. I mean, that's what, he's Ace Ventura. That's what he should do.
You know what happens? Did you know the plot line? Well, on the 23rd, in this movie, he's terrified of it. And then finally he's in a fiery car situation. He comes out and he turns into Fire Marshal Bill. Marcia says, "Where have we seen him before?"
Fire Marshal Bill, this shirt looks dangerous. So there's some guy that's hung up on this number 23 with that something to do with just this Jim Carrey movie. I mean, we'll talk to him after this break.
Mm-hmm. And it is the 23rd.
Right, good marketing on their part.
Because they
got dumb disc jockeys like us talking about it.
Super! Pause!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, the funny thing was that this movie came along at a time that I had gone through years of this 23 enigma myself. It was given to me by a friend, Wayne Fleming from Canada, who passed it on to me like a virus. And, would tell me always that, Toronto Maple Leafs has won the Stanley Cup 23 times. And the New York Yankees have won the World Series 23 times beginning in 1923 and all these things. And I started picking it up, too. It started entering my life. Then I changed the name of my company. Then this script came along. The funny thing is, it's not as much about a number as it is about the obsession and why the obsession is there. And it's because the truth will always work its way to the surface.
Diving into deep.
Oh, hold on a second.
Possibly
ouch.
There's a demon in there. There's a demon in that machine.
Oh, God.
God.
See, it's the 23rd, and we're making fun of Jim Carrey.
That's
and
awful.
Cut 23, isn't it?
That's a cut 23.
My apologies.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Do we just lose the guy on the phone, or do we never get him?
Haven't gotten him.
We haven't got him yet?
For some reason, he might be flaky.
Well, I was looking at his other website, which is just all over the place.
Anyway, Jim Carrey, 23.
The Don and Mike Show.
Strawberry Letter 23. Or as Robert would say, Starberry Letter 23. Bobby Mailman.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You know, I like to throw the hounds off the trail, you know? I don't want to do the same thing every time out because the same people that say, you know, you should just stick to what your strength is or whatever that is will be the same people that kind of turn you off because, oh, he does the same thing every time.
Well,
the sun likes them.
Right.
Don and Mike.
We have so many tapes of Jim Carrey taking himself so very seriously.
Shut up!
Jim Carrey. And now we're trying desperately to get this guy who's got a website that has got something to do with the number 23. He's obsessed with the number 23.
I thought he might be talking about, a serious discussion about this and where this comes from. And then I looked at his other website, getforgiven.com.
I've not even looked at any, here's a shock, I've not looked at any of the prep on this guy. All I know is that he's a guy who's obsessed with the number 23,
yes.
And he kind of sounds like Charlie Manson.
Well,
that was the pitch I got, and I said, beautiful.
All I had to do was look at the first line on the website, which said, get forgiven now or chance eternal damnation.
That's right.
Well, if he's not there, screw him. Robbie, pull up that computer.
He does have good news here. He says, you can be absolved of all sins for free. And no preachers, no pulpits, but who knows what the guy's all about.
Let me know if we get him back on the phone. And we do have all of these tapes of Jim Carrey talking about himself very self-importantly.
And I really love and I really am grateful for the fact that I can actually do a lot of diverse roles. I'm very, very grateful for that.
Shut up.
After I'm intimate with a woman, I get up and get her a wet cloth.
See, there you go. There he goes, being funny at the end. That's what we want from you, Jim.
Well, he's with that Kukula Jenny McCarthy now. And he says he's never getting married to her.
They have the same haircut.
They have the exact same haircut.
Well, Mike, fortunately, as always, I'm ready.
Yes?
With something in case our guest was not there.
Okay. Break glass?
No need to break the glass.
All right, very good.
But if you like.
Thank you, I love that sound.
There you go.
It's always fun.
It's a website where you put your name in. And it tells you what kind of cheese you are. I am not kidding.
Do you have a theory as to what kind of... Is it full name that you put in there?
I put my full name, including my junior, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you putting your DJ name in?
No, I'm putting my real name in.
Okay.
Your name is Michael Source.
So you're putting your real name in there.
Okay. Your cheese rating is... Bell, how would you pronounce that, Robbie?
Paise, I think.
Paise, a creamy semi-soft cheese from the Lombardy region of Italy.
Enjoy your Bel Paese.
All right, let me go and...
Delicious cheese.
Delete that. Hold on. Back up.
And who doesn't like cheese?
Oh, I think everyone.
I think everybody likes some cheese.
Kids love cheese if it's American.
Now
I put my radio name in. Don Geronimo.
What cheese was spit out?
How do you say that?
Kajgal.
It's a hard cheese from Afghanistan.
Uh-huh. I don't want an Afghanistan cheese.
Made with sheep's... made of sheep. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Mike O'Mara.
Made of sheep's things.
Do you want your whole name? Michael...
Sean. Okay. S-E-A-N. Did you get... Tell me when you get done with the Sean.
Patrick.
Right. Thank you. And thank you for putting my confirmation name in there.
M-E-A-R-A. Okay, here you go. Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara, your cheese rating is Bleasdale.
What the hell is that?
A marbled cheddar.
Oh.
Made by mixing plain and colored curds.
Oh.
Hello, Dad.
Sounds pretty. How about that?
All right.
Let's
try Buzz Burbank.
All right.
You want your real name, Buzz?
Oh, yeah. Let's try Michael J, middle name J, J-A-Y, Elston, E-L-S-T-O-N.
Okay. I don't know. He's making me laugh.
Your name is Michael J. Elston. Your cheese rating is Sage Derby.
Ooh, that sounds good.
A hard English cheese similar to cheddar.
Yeah. Way to go, stud.
Hold on, Mike. Flavored with herbs.
Yeah. There you
okay,
go.
Perfect.
Winner. Fantastic.
And that will try your DJ name, Buzz Burbank.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. If they even have that in there. Yeah, it should be the same, but I don't think it will be.
No, just like mine wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Your name is Buzz Burbank. Your cheese rating is...
Ooh, delicious.
Well, how do you pronounce that, Robbie?
Gruyere.
How do you say it?
Gruyere.
Gruyere. I'm over here...
A traditional hard cheese.
I'm over here typing in Joe Ardinger, and look what comes out. Polio string cheese.
You had that. That's on French onion soup.
Well, that is a website that...
What do they put on French onion soup?
Gruyere cheese.
Gruyere.
That's a website you can use, I guess, to fill 2 minutes of radio time.
You can put many different cheeses on onion soup, though.
What do you call it? The cheese comparator?
Comparator.
Cheese comparator.
Comparator.com.
Actually, it's... Let's just put it on our website.
Of course, one of your favorite expressions comes to mind. The cheese stands alone. I think that might be, I know it might have come from somewhere else, but I know you use it rather liberally.
Oh, yeah, no, I stole that.
The cheese stands alone. You can say anything to him, and he'll say the cheese stands alone. Who's the head cheese? Head cheese.
And the thing with that website is something that I found about a lot of stuff on the Internet. This is why it's so goddamn addictive. I know I'm not saying anything everybody doesn't know already. Who the hell knows how to come up with that? Whatever the formula is, whatever random formula
what
it is.
Does it mean,
but you can sit there and just put names in, and it comes up with random cheeses, and you sit there like a dope with your mouth open going,
Tom Hanks, cheddar cheese, I want to put your name in. Tom Hanks laughs at that, though, doesn't he?
What kind of cheese you got? Like isn't there a lot of stuff like that on the internet, though, where you click in your name and it tells you immediately either some stupid fact or relates you to like what type of dog or cat you would be, and you take it for that moment as if it's real.
Uh-huh. Well, and then you say, let's put my name in it, and it's just a computer program. That's all it really is.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there, honey.
I think you should put your name back in again and see if it gives you the same cheese. I think it's doing it randomly.
I think you might be absolutely right.
You know, I just clicked off that side of some of the...
I just went back in, did my name again, got the same result you did, so maybe not.
How do you spell that website, Buzz? It's
Let me back up.
A-something.
Astradyne, Astradyne.co.uk/cheese.
Yeah, there's a lot of typing there.
You know what another great site is to go to?
What's that?
Astroglide.com.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Any cheese on that?
There's plenty of cheese on that one.
A lot of cheese at Astroglide. Ask for it by name.
Astroglide.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, honey.
Hey, I was listening to you about your buzzes, your issue with your wife talking during your shows. And I have to say that's a pet peeve of mine, too. But I use something with my kids that I think you guys can modify for you.
This sounds helpful. What is it?
Well, it is helpful, and you come out the winner. You might even get laid after this, too.
Oh, go.
How is that?
All right. I give my kids, every time they go to bed, they want to get out of their bed and talk to me, and I'm always watching my shows.
Right.
So I know it sounds terrible, but I give them each two free tickets to get out of bed and ask me something.
Uh-huh.
They have to figure out the most important times. But the best part of this is anything they do before bed that is even a little bit annoying, I have the right to take away a ticket. So most times they go to bed without any tickets.
Honey, you're talking about how old are your children?
22.
Hold on. Well, never mind.
You know, it's the way she delivered that line that made me laugh.
Yeah, never
she
mind.
Put a question mark on it, and it made it funnier.
I think it'll work. I'll
22.
Try
that. Thank you. Good, 22. Good tip.
Right.
Good luck with your 22-year-old twins.
Bye-bye.
Soon to be 23.
I don't think it's practical in the real world.
Yeah, you're right.
That's working for me.
So now, I'm still amazed that you can say pause to your wife.
Somebody needs to call.
She has made your wife say pause.
Yeah, limited number
Somebody needs to call Nanny 911.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Howdy.
Hey, you guys were just talking about Jenny McCarthy. Did you happen to look up the last edition of Star Magazine?
What about her?
I think it's like in one of the first two pages, there's a picture of her, and she's in this dress, and you can, it just seems like you can see
everything.
The nip, yeah.
Well, everybody's seen her.
Jenny McCarthy's been
naked. She's been
in
Playboy a million times.
Yeah, but
it's in Star Magazine. It just looks like they should have airbrushed.
Can I tell you something else? If you go to National Geographic, you can see African chicks and you see the whole boob. Could you get out of here, please?
She's done several spreads by herself and several with her brother, Andrew McCarthy.
Oh, dear.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Their dad, Joe.
Hello.
Tail Gunner Joe McCarthy.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
And Charlie, I know we played the McCarthy game before.
And Eugene.
Hello.
I think Joe tops them all, though.
Joe McCarthy?
I think Joe is the worst McCarthy of all.
He is the worst McCarthy
of all.
That's
why he's the best.
Yes, I think I'll make you king of the McCarthys.
Thank you.
It's your era. Because you had Joe, and that's right. You wrap it up with Joe McCarthy.
He's my man.
Tail Gunner Joe.
So misunderstood.
Yes.
Joe McCarthy.
Absolutely.
Joe McCarthy.
Prosecuting communists and drinking like a fish.
Sweaty Joe McCarthy.
What a man.
Those were the days.
Mm-hmm.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Very well. I have a
thing about the DVRs. My ex-husband is my roommate, and he can...
Uncomfortable.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Yeah. He asked if he wanted a place to live, and I had a spare room.
You really have to realize you have to make a clean break.
Well,
allowing him to come into your home, you have not cut the relationship off.
Oh,
what you're doing is you are in denial. Don't you get it? Are you sleeping with him?
We've been divorced for 15 years.
Are you sleeping with him?
No, darling.
Do you have... Please don't call me darling, darling. You can call me by my name.
Dr. Phil.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. You got it.
But
15 years? How can you stand to live with your ex-husband?
Well, I'm not married to him anymore.
Yeah, but wait, come on now. Come on. Honey,
that goes
against the law of nature.
No, well, we've been divorced for 15 years.
Now, you said that before. Is there another man in your life?
Well, my ex-boyfriend bought a house down the street.
Okay, you know what she is? She's the town pump.
Yeah,
I'm just
going
to hang
like
up on her.
Come and knock on
I am
door.
Just going to hang up
I
on her.
I bet she's got black nail polish, too.
And let her go assume the position, which would be legs akimbo on her shoulders.
Yeah.
Back, legs up in the air like a pinata, being ready to be swatted.
My ex-boyfriend lives right down the street, and I've got an armadillo tattooed over my ass.
Each of those legs like a big pinata.
It's a bad
white
thing.
And all you gotta do is find a stick to hit him with.
I could do that.
I use the stick God gave me.
I've been divorced for 15 years. My boyfriend lives a block down the street, and they come over on Friday nights and play Count the Bruises.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yeah, and Mike, and Buzz, and Rob, we're all here.
And Buzz, and
yes.
Have you put in Sean Connery's name on the cheese website? You and Bart used to play the Sean Connery cheese game.
Oh, no, Mike.
You remember when you and Bart used to play that?
Do I? And I remember when I used to drive Mike to school when he was a little boy, too.
Oh, man. I remember how happy you were when I got into Clemson. It was a special day.
And I know how happy I was when Bart came out of his second marriage and got involved with a real nice girl named Carla. A girl a little younger than him. Unfortunately, my son's dating a 4-year-old. That's the age difference with you and Carla. That's
exactly what it would be.
Bart's 22.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that was funny. I don't know if anybody got that, but we just did something that was actually funny, I think.
I hope so. I hope people appreciate it.
Well, see that 23 guy?
Mm-hmm.
Screw him. We had some beautiful radio without him. Who needs him?
Right. Well, it's also, he's probably wigging out today completely because it is the day.
It is the day. I would like to talk to him at some point. We'll see if we get a chance when we come back. Speaking of when we come back. We've been sitting on this all week, and God, it hurts to sit on a CD.
Oh, man, just like that American Idol contest. Very
from
warm.
From the Joe Ardinger 1950s collection of public service announcements. And this one is kind of apropos. We should go with this today.
Huh?
The Trouble with Women.
Yes. It seems to be the theme of today's show.
And also, the website cousincouples.com.
Oh, dear.
We were on this website before the show today, and it is a question and answer message board site for people who are involved romantically with their cousins. And it is
cousins.
On one hand, it's like make you pee your pants funny, and on the other hand, if you stop and think about it, it's kind of oogie.
Highly disturbing.
Well, let me see.
Disturbing in that good way.
Let me just give you a very brief example. Dear Auntie Kate.
She's the columnist.
I have glanced through your questions, and I didn't see the question I had in mind. Can you tell me if we got married in a state that allows cousins to marry, but lived in a state that does not allow cousins to marry, would our marriage still be valid? Burning to know. Dear Burning. Oh, my, I must say you got Aunt Kate on this one. With the information you've given me, and that's not much to work with, I say, if you went to your county courthouse and searched up marriage laws, it would give you the information you are seeking.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you can marry your cousin.
Oh.
Then we have...
Dear Cousin Kate, we have twins, and they're both able to survive perfectly normally underwater.
My first cousin and I have been together for 6 months now. We're madly in love with each other. Ever since we've known each other, and that's over 15 years, nobody except a few friends knows about us. My father is really strict about cousin marriages.
Huh.
As my mom's cousins got married, and their first child is mentally disabled.
Oh, dear.
We have been sleeping with each other, but absolutely no sex.
Good.
I don't believe in sex before marriage. We've wondered if by marrying each other, will we have genetically defective children? And how do we break the news to our parents, who are, by the way, very strict?
Very strict. Huh?
My mom has always been suspicious, but I've avoided the topic. What advice do you have for us? I mean, we can't live without each other. I love my cousin. Oh, dearest, what a relationship you have. Dear, the first thing that flashes into my head is you should speak to your doctor and find out if your cousin is disabled because of some inherited trait and precisely how he's related to you. That's what genetic counseling is about.
But they're cousins.
Cousins, a couple of cousins, and you'll find.
And then it goes on and on and on.
Dear Cousin Kate, our first child was born completely covered with feathers.
And the whole thing is like Aunt Kate just keeps...
Aunt Kate, I called her Cousin Kate.
Dear Auntie Kate, mm-hmm. I'm a 28-year-old female who's been recently attracted to my first cousin, also female.
Kate.
I am afraid to act on my feelings. Then we have Dear Auntie Kate. My cousin and I are third cousins. We visit each other 2 to 3 times a year.
Hey.
We hold hands and kiss, no tongue, like boyfriend and girlfriend.
Mm.
We figured out 2 years ago we were each other's half cousins. We want to live with each other, but not forever. Our marriage should not involve children. She wants children someday and will leave me when the time comes.
Oh, dear.
I've been wanting to sell my home in Florida. Should I?
Yes. Of course it's Florida.
Why is it always
it's Florida? It's because that's where they're all going.
What is the guy who write? Let me see. Dear Michael, what a modern and interesting cousin you have. I bet she's glad you're interested, too. Send her a copy of my book, Forbidden Relatives, which you can order from Amazon.com.
I'm on it.
If you truly are third cousins, your relationship is very distant and could be exciting.
Dear Aunt Kate, our fourth child was born with a shell.
If you are third cousins, it is extremely unlikely to cause any problems if you decide to have children. In the interim, I have very few concerns. Have a good time.
Aunt Kate.
Aunt Kate.
Einstein married his first cousin.
Really?
Darwin had a relationship with a woman who was his cousin. And FDR as well.
Dear
Buzz, are you taking somewhat of an editorial position
I'm
here?
Just saying. Dear Auntie Kate.
You got a hot cousin somewhere?
Yeah.
Buzz.
We know, you have your Auntie Lola story, which is kind of related.
Dear Auntie Kate, I have been married to my first cousin for 25 years.
Oh, dear.
This is too great. I have 3 perfectly normal children and 2 abnormal children.
Ah!
Oh,
2 out of 4.
What a great my.
Oh, my God. We could do it. You know what? We could do an entire break on that.
The abnormal ones have propellers.
Besides, cousincouples.com.
Cousins!
There were like 4 or 5 that we had links to. John, what were some of those other ones? Do you remember those?
Johnny Gorman!
What were what are those other cousin websites? I just was at cousincouples.com.
That's it.
There was more than one that was sent my way, right?
Oh, that was, the forum page that had the Auntie Kate letters.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's the page that had like 8,000 go-tos on it.
Just search Cousin Ed.
One of those if you want them.
Just search
for Cousin Ed.
Cousin Ed, he's normal.
Redheaded and cross-eyed Cousin Ed.
Perfectly normal. Cousin Ed from Philly.
C-O-U-Z-I-N.
That's right.
Cousin! Because
he's a DJ.
Yeah.
Spell it crazy.
You can lose your mind.
All right, well.
Good luck to you, tomato head.
We'll get back into the cousin couples and also the trouble with women folks.
Of course.
When we come right back. And Mike, let me leave you with these words of wisdom.
Okay.
Remember what Aunt Kate always says. Better yet, I'll let you eat it. I just cut right to the chase.
If you like, I will repeat it.
Better yet, I'll let you eat it. Well, right back.
Aren't you? Aren't you? Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cousin! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
She keeps moving.
I always hated that click, click, click.
At the beginning of that song. Just drink the juice they give you. The Don and Mike Show.
Just as we were getting ready to go into the Kissing Cousins, we got the guy with the 23 thing on the phone.
Oh, he's back.
So let's go to Howard Campbell, who has the website called the number 23.net. This is the whole Jim Carrey tie-in movie thing today. Hello, Howard.
Hello, thank you for having me on.
Thank you very much. I'm glad that we were able to have our schedules work out. So you are not a fan of the number 23.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of the number 23. I just think that it's being irresponsibly represented and that the true dangers of the number 23 are not being given enough consideration.
There's one thing that jumped out at me. You say the flick, which opens this Friday, has hidden messages that could cause potential harm to viewers. Is that true?
Absolutely. I don't know if you've read any books like the Illuminatus trilogy by Robert Anton Wilson.
Oh, yes, twice.
Okay. And after reading that book, I was hospitalized, having had a break from reality. And if people begin investigating the number 23 without appropriate guidance and or supervision, they're likely to have unexpected events happening
Howard,
in their life.
Howard, excuse me, sir. What number do you get when you add two and three together?
Five.
What is five minus four?
One.
Is that the loneliest number?
Hey, all right. You got a sense of humor. Are you saying if you watch the movie, you're going to go nuts?
I'm not saying that anything is absolute. I'm just suggesting that the number, while being an important number to many, is being irresponsibly bandied around by both sides, the extreme fundamentalists that are making all of these satanic claims.
Are you wearing a laboratory coat right now, sir? a white doctor's coat or a laboratory coat of any kind?
No, sir, I'm not.
But you say you've been hospitalized. So you were hospitalized for a psychotic episode?
After reading Robert Anton Wilson's, not his latest book called The Number 23,
uh-huh,
but the Illuminatus trilogy, which shows how the number 23 is the open symbol of the Illuminati.
What's the Illuminati?
The Illuminati
is a great new car, Mike.
One more time?
From Audi.
It's the Audi Illuminati.
Exactly.
Now, the Illuminati is what, the Antichrist?
No, the Illuminati is an extension of the Knights Templar and a secret organization that brings natural philosophy.
You play Dungeons and Dragons, son?
Not at all.
You don't? Do you like video games?
I don't partake in them often.
Which platform do you support? Xbox, PlayStation?
I don't have a video game platform. I don't have a video game.
What about Michael Jordan? He wore number 23. That worked out for him pretty good.
Yeah. What about him?
It did work out pretty well for him. In fact, I worked on the Michael Jordan cologne when it was launched with Bijan Fragrances.
Oh. So you had like a regular job?
Yeah, the American Marketing Association gave me an Edison Award for the launch of the Michael Jordan cologne. Huh.
And
I also received...
He's difficult to pigeonhole, isn't he?
What did you do in regards to the Michael Jordan cologne?
I appreciate you asking. I worked on the primary and secondary packaging, and the overall strategic planning.
Wow. Is the number 23 dangerous?
Absolutely.
It is dangerous. 23.
So the fact that this is the 23rd, is this a more dangerous day than any other day?
It's only a more dangerous day when people begin Googling and investigating into the FNORD, the number 23. When people start treating
What is a FNORD?
A FNORD is an intentional pattern disruption.
Isn't that a big, deep body of water? Don't they have them in Norway?
They have fjords in Norway. They do have fjords.
Do you like women?
They're less recognized.
Do you like women?
Absolutely.
Who doesn't like women?
Sure, if I can.
When was the last time you were with a woman and she was with you of her own free will?
Okay.
What about a 23-year-old woman?
You know, you gentlemen are having a lot of fun, and I'm grateful for that. It gives me an opportunity to promote GetForgiven.com, which is a wonderful alternative to exorcisms. I've been doing a lot of interviews with fundamentalist Christian organizations.
Right. So you believe in demonic possession?
You know, if you go to GetForgiven.com, I think it offers a wonderful alternative to what priests would say is appropriate when you feel that you have.
But my question to you is, do you believe in demonic possession?
I've certainly come across people that appear to me as demonically possessed.
What would you think of someone who claimed that they were having a heart attack, claimed that they were having an out-of-body experience, they were shaking like, what's her name, Linda Blair in that movie. They go to the hospital. As it turns out, there's nothing wrong with them at all. Not a heart attack, not a pinched nerve. Yet, all of this unfolded on the 23rd. What would you think of a person like that? Went to the hospital with symptoms that led him to think he was having a heart attack.
Then the doctors came back and concluded there was absolutely nothing wrong. And it might not even be a pinched nerve. It might be nothing at all.
This guy is, he's our friend. He works on the show. His name is Rob.
I would suggest that they go to woundedninja.com and read the number 23, Robert Anton Wilson's final book.
All right, now what is in it? Can you just, in a sentence, can you tell us what's that book about?
It's about the power of the focus on the number 23.
So if everybody starts focusing on the number 23, something bad's going to happen.
It's not necessarily bad, but it's going to change your relationship with reality.
I like a book that about a boy and his dog. You can never go wrong if a book starts out. This book is about a boy and his dog.
Like Old Yeller?
You never get let down by that.
No. Bambi?
Not a dog, Mike.
But wasn't there a dog in it?
Yes, but Bambi was not a dog.
Well, I know Bambi was a dog.
Are you thinking about the movie where the dogs ate spaghetti, Lady and the Tramp?
No, I'm thinking about, wasn't there like a golden retriever or a dog in the movie Bambi that the kid had? The kid didn't have a dog. Oh, no, that's right. Cause he took Bambi on as a, huh?
There was no kid in Bambi.
I don't know. I don't remember any of that crap.
23.
Welcome back, though.
23. Am I invoking any type of antimatter towards me by saying over and over again, I love 23? 23. And would the show on Fox be a hit if it was named 23 instead of 24? Why are there 24 hours in the day, not 23?
You know, one of the things that Robert Anton Wilson leaves us with...
Can we leave him out of this?
...is the notion that there are three types of ideas. Those that are knowable, those that are not knowable, and those that are absurd. And I do find that the majority of people spend so much of their time with absurd questions that are not knowable.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. Is there anything we can do to guard against the evils of the number 23?
Absolutely.
Tell us right now.
Not Google the word FNORD. FNORD.
Don't you realize what you're doing?
You're a common huckster. What you're trying to do is carny us into giving out your website and have people Google this word that you obviously want them to Google.
I'm one of the authors of Covert Persuasion. This is what I do for a living. I'm a carny huckster.
So you're trying to get people to Google the word FNORD. What's going to happen if people Google the word FNORD?
If enough people Google the word FNORD, perhaps the established consensus reality and those that go to church so regularly and diligently will question the reality in which they're told from some guy in the front of the room wearing a funny suit.
And let me just say...
So you don't believe in organized religion.
Let me just say to that...
Are
you having a psychotic episode?
Donna. I have a question, Penn. You just said that you're a carny huckster, so really, the number 23 is just driving people to your website so you can close down all religion?
When I had a break from reality after reading Robert Anton Wilson's The Illuminati...
I told you, let's leave him out of this. I was talking to my friend Lee Harvey Oswald today, and he said to me, when you have this carny on the phone, ask him how come when you go to the boardwalk, you can never throw the baseball and knock down the three metal milk jugs. Why is that?
It's because we weight the baseball so that it throws funny.
He knows that right away.
That's correct. How do you make money on the guess my weight thing?
You know, we give away funny-looking ties that don't cost us anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
Have you
ever done maintenance on a tilt-a-whirl?
When the Magic Castle awarded me the award of merit, making me the youngest recipient in the history of the award, no, I have never received one.
What are the ingredients of a funnel cake?
You've got a funnel and you've got a cake.
See,
he lost me there.
You almost passed the carny quiz.
What are the ingredients of a funnel cake?
I don't know, but you would know if you were on the boardwalk all the time.
I think it's batter fried in oil. I think it's as simple as that. It's dough. Who's the craziest person or the most dangerous person that we would know living in America right now? Who should we be afraid of?
I would put Cheney on the top of the list.
Dick Cheney?
Yes, sir.
All right, don't get political. How about in the realm of entertainment?
Yeah.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
Like actors, you know, movie actors.
I'm surprised that you exclude politics from entertainment. I think that politics is one of our greatest theatrical...
Yes, Dr. Strangelove, how very deep that is. I would like to keep this a little lighter, though, please. Pick an entertainer. Who's an entertainer who is deadly to us?
Jim Carrey.
Oh, is Jim Carrey deadly to us for doing this movie?
I think that Jim Carrey is deadly to us because he takes deep and important issues, and people are able to write it off as entertainment. And he mixes genres. Where the number 23 is taken very seriously by a lot of chaos magicians, he brings the satanic element to it. And when you mention the word Satan, many people shut down.
Why is the number 23? Why is the number 23 taken seriously by magicians?
The number 23 is taken seriously because it started as a fabulous joke. William S. Burroughs, Timothy Leary, and Robert Anton Wilson.
Timothy Leary, I know that name, yeah.
And there we go again with that other guy with three names.
They were hanging out in San Francisco.
Of course.
And there was somebody trying to hang with them.
Yeah.
And the person was just being a nincompoop. And so William S. Burroughs,
I have to make an announcement right now. There's some bad acid out there in the crowd. It's brown. Do not take the brown tabs.
And so William S. Burroughs said as a joke to this gentleman, you know, the number 23 is the open symbol of the Illuminati. And this poser...
Which gets 23 miles per gallon. Alex P.
And so Keaton... So became a running joke with them that the number 23 was the open symbol of the Illuminati. And Robert Anton Wilson went so far to create...
And Alex P. Keaton is a great Republican.
Man, you are really heavy on this website, though. It says, don't see this movie if you value your sanity or the safety of your soul. Are you being paid by the studios to do this? So that
I wish I was. If I were, I would certainly brag about it.
It sounds like one of those studio plots. Remember when Scarface came out,
right?
And they said this is a horrible movie to see because it's so incredibly violent? They doubled their tickets with that. They absolutely did.
I feel this question...
This is a shameless self-promotion for my novel, Poker Without Cards.
But listen.
Poker Without Cards.
Listen to this guy, though.
He's all over the place.
The only place that this guy can get booked on is a stupid show like this. It cannot be a plant for the movie studio.
I'm curious.
But he says, don't see the movie if you value your sanity or the safety of your soul. That just seems to me pretty well out there. What is the deal
I
with
said
that?
The same thing about the movie The Queen.
here's what will really surprise you. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm the author of a best-selling business book called Think Two Products Ahead.
Yeah, it's excellent. It's a good book.
Think two products ahead.
What is your opinion? I must know. What is your opinion of the Pope?
My opinion of the Pope is that he does some wonderful classic bits. You know, when he does those blessings, I go, man, that's true. He's doing that one again? Oh, that's fantastic. That's just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
If the Pope were an atheist, do you think he would run the Vatican differently?
You know, you're the second atheist that I know of that says he's a magician.
That's true.
Why do you think I'm an atheist?
Because you're a magician.
But I don't view myself as an atheist. I'm not an atheist.
Oh, you're not an atheist.
What God do you believe in, friend?
Yes, what God do you worship?
There is a power that is beyond my comprehension,
okay.
And that one unifying power would be diminished if we tried to put a name or a label on it.
I will tell you the name of my God. Please listen to me now. His name is Simon Cowell.
I worship at his feet. I'm still unclear.
Hold on, Rob. The movie actually comes out today, right?
Yes.
So if people come out of the theater and start speaking in tongues, riding on the ground, will you feel vindicated?
They should immediately go to getforgiven.com.
Oh, he doesn't really believe it.
This guy is no better than the creep who you think might touch your kids when you put them on a merry-go-round at the end of the boardwalk. Really. You say, that's okay, I'll buckle my kids in myself.
Well, he's certainly gotten his website. Which is the more important website for you?
The most important website would be IamTheMedium.com.
I am the medium.
Do you find Haley Joel Osment to be attractive?
that's laugh can only mean one thing. That's interesting. Uh-huh. Are you forgiven?
My mom was Anthony Robbins' second publicist, so I've got a lot of work to do. In fact, there was something that's even scarier than her being Anthony Robbins' second publicist.
That
you probably aren't going to be able to forgive me for this.
Mm-hmm.
She helped create Richard Simmons.
Really?
Wow.
You mean she gave birth to him, or are you speaking career-wise, she helped launch Richard Simmons?
She helped launch Richard Simmons. He was a guest star back at the time on General Hospital.
He is a plague!
And his shorts that he wears have 23 stripes on them.
Mm-hmm.
23 stains.
They absolutely do.
And Richard Simmons is a fnord.
Richard Simmons is a fnord, and I...
He is a fnord! I was right! I didn't even know. I was just guessing.
You were right.
On the 23rd of December, I interviewed my mom, and people can listen to the interview at couragemom.com.
How many websites are you going to promote?
What is the
23?
What is the deal behind the success of Whack-A-Mole?
I have no idea. It's got to be related to the number 23.
What is your favorite classic magic trick?
I would have to say that it would be the butterfly levitation, in which a woman in a butterfly costume would go center stage and begin to float into midair and suddenly evaporate into nothingness.
Mm.
And the fact that they could perform that illusion in the 1920s, it must have just been phantasmic.
What does blood taste like? What does blood taste like?
It's more bitter than I imagined. What I love is that Catholics every Sunday wind up tasting blood, because when they go and do their communion, aren't they literally drinking the blood of Christ?
Well, it's ceremonial blood.
Not literally. It's grape juice.
They view that that's literally the blood of Christ.
Neil, I never paid attention when I was in Catholic school. Well, so.
The word for that is... They literally believe that the cracker has metamorphosized.
Hey, let's not bring this down to a racial level. There's no need to call names.
A cracker.
Jesus may not have been white.
Well, Don, if you go to my website, crackerismetamorphosized.com.
Isn't that
weird that we had metamorphosis on the show yesterday?
Yeah. Yes.
And is it strange that I bought that DVD that just came out today, The Prestige?
Yeah.
Isn't that about magicians?
The thing with Hugh Jackman, is that the movie? Yes.
I bought that today. I didn't know this guy was going to be on the show. Yay!
When you hear the name Hugh Jackman, do you think the same thing I do immediately, sir? You know what I mean.
It reminds me of IP Freely.
Right.
Very good.
Well,
he's just on the edge.
I like him. How old are you, sir?
39.
39. His name is Howard Campbell. He'll fascinate you.
All right.
Well,
I'm trying to do a numerology thing with the number 39, but I'm not getting... No. What day were you born?
January 31st.
How old, was, How old were you when you got your driver's license?
Did he just say January
41st? 31st.
31st. All right.
How old were you when you got your driver's license?
16.
And 16 from 39 is?
23.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Pretty good job. Pretty good job.
If you read Poker Without Cards, you will find many of the threads that you'll see in the movie, the number 23.
And right. If you read Toilet Without Paper, you will read that we must break, and we thank you for your time. And if you read...
And there's that tribute to our listeners, Mouth Without Teeth. We're very fond of that one.
So read my book.
You're a very interesting lad.
Very. You don't know where that finger has been. That's the name of my book. And go to my website, yourcrazy.com. Thank you for being on the show, Howard.
Good luck, Howard.
Appreciate your time and considerations. Go through without cards. Peace
thank,
out.
Thank
right,
you. Bye-bye.
You goodbye, got man. It. Jesus Christ. Goodbye.
Now, how many websites? Did we get four? Five?
More than that. Five.
It was very. That was. That's what had me a little... confused.
And he wants people to Google that word. He had some hard on for that too.
But then at the very end, it was just poker without cards.
Yeah, he said, "Don't."
And that sounds like something you do at like a bachelor party.
I thought he was doing like reverse psychology when he said,
"Who knows?
Don't Google that word."
But of course, a lot of people, including myself, did as soon as he said that.
Yeah, do you feel like you might be having a demonic episode?
Watch and see.
Just a pinched nerve. There's no demon.
Oh no.
He kept going around and around, but didn't he eventually admit that he doesn't care about the number 23? And then
I got that impression. I don't know. All you should concern yourself with is that he did a little Catholic bashing, and that had to make you happy.
Anytime anyone is bashed is nice.
He's a carny.
Yeah. Carny. Poker without cards.
Really admits it.
Somehow that sounds dirty to me.
The show is great.
Oh, it is, but we got a break.
And that's it, folks.
It's Buzz's dream.
This show is almost over. Hip, hip, way to be.
That's 23-year-old Merrill Howard Kalin. 23 Skidoo.
All right, well, I'm glad we got the guy on the show.
He was weird and interesting.
Yeah. Kind of worth it, wasn't it?
I kind of dug it. Yeah, I did.
And you might be hearing about him on some breaking news over the weekend.
You know, there's one other thought I had about him, though. Pause!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Let us never speak of this again.
Well, hi, everybody.
I like rape.
You're goddamn deep.
Suck on that, losers.
Oh, no.
Even better than a porno book. The Don and Mike Show.
Check out our website. It's pretty. Getting over a million hits a day now that we've freshened it up. DonnaMikeWebsite.com. A big shout out not only to our listeners. They've really done a fantastic job with the video link. The message board is up and running and looks great.
It really, really does.
Also want to say thank you very much to our webmaster, Craig, who gets it. And soundboards. You're wondering about soundboards.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to share some of that with you.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a little while to get the soundboards up for you.
Very good.
So a lot of people want to have, for instance, that, and they want to have that, and they want to have that, and they want to have...
I like rape.
They want to have that.
To amuse your friends at home.
Yeah, they want to have some of the new ones like...
Gay, 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 gay. Gay, 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 gay.
How are you doing, Joe?
So we've got a lot of sound that we'll get up on our website. Thanks for hitting it so much. It's nice. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, going gentlemen.
Hi, we're doing great.
Good. I'm a long time, first time here. Just want to let you guys know that.
Is that a disqualification?
You guys...
Yeah, I think we have to make it one. It's not long time, first time.
Long time, first time is a Rush Limbaugh thing.
Yeah, long time, first time.
Yuck.
Yeah. Not acceptable.
No. Yuck. Let's see what's happening on this line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, if Rob had died, who would get the remains? You or Carrie?
That's a good question, Don.
I think we would most likely, since I have already decided that I will be ingesting Rob, I would sprinkle Rob's remains on a taco salad.
And eat him?
And eat him and later process him.
What about the plan of making me into a candle?
I think that's her plan to make you into the candle. It's always
boiling down my
tallow. Would she be upset that if that plan went into effect, or would she care?
I've told this story before. I saw her one time jotting down a list of names during church.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what were you doing? She said, trying to figure out your pallbearers. She said, ouch. You need six people.
Wow.
And you don't have many friends.
Okay, so that I think that speaks to that.
And I told her, I said, for me, you might want to get eight.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't having. But not anymore.
No. Now, that's all going to change. Someday you might even need three.
Your doctor has said 15 years, do whatever you want.
Exactly.
And incidentally, you get three for the comedy value. So they zigzag down the aisle.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How about you three?
Stumbling.
Buzz on one side and you two on the other.
That'd be funny.
Now I see now I'm laughing, even though I'm dead.
Hey there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, yeah. I just wanted to tell you, that mook you just had on, I'm not sure what his name was, but it wasn't. Everything he said he was is who Ben Mack was.
Brennan. Well, I'm going to go down there right now to the store, and I'm going to pick up something, and I'm going to fire some guns in the air.
Wait, I'm curious. Who is Ben Mack?
I have no freaking idea.
I think it's a certain, what do you call it when you write under a pen
pseudonym?
Name?
Because that was his publicist that called me, was Ben Mack.
Really?
So it's the same guy?
Well, maybe the fact is that we've undergone Man, go ahead.
He just hung up, Mike.
Well, maybe we've just unearthed some sort of major conspiracy.
What about his friend, Freddie?
Freddie?
Freddie Mac.
Freddie Mac. He was big. Oh, no. And then there's that other guy, Chili Mac.
Big Mac. That got him. That took the fight out of him.
There you go, Walter Brennan.
Can't jump it.
Super.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, excuse me. I should have identified it the right way. Hello, stupidest show on the radio.
Hi.
Hi. Take your time.
You got it this time. Hi, what's happening?
Hi, I like to tell a joke, play the name game, ask who would you do. When you're coming to my town,
Oh, too bad that phone broke up.
What a shame that is. Rebel you.
Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Tom from Annapolis.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Very well.
I'm glad to hear that Rob's okay.
He is.
Yeah, and we are. We are too, kind of.
I had a comment about the guy. Yeah, I agree that maybe he's not interested in so much in the number 23, but I think he's interested in the numbers 2 and 3 separately.
Hey, aren't we all in a way?
Yeah.
Fascinating. I mean, you can't really condemn the guy for
the
that.
The cheese stands alone. I'm with you on 3.
Well, no, I'm
not a big fan when you add some 2.
Well, no,
mix.
Now hold on. Neither am I. Okay. I didn't mean it that way,
it
but I mean.
Your whole...
I mean, no, it doesn't. It's just the number 2.
Yes, it does.
It's the number. Who doesn't like a nice number 2?
I like a nice number 2, but yeah. You're talking about number 2 in relation to number 3.
No, not in the same way. I didn't really mean it that way. I really separated the two. Number 2 in the same way you would like number 2.
And can you imagine...
Like a nice one.
Can you imagine a cooking show?
Well, hi, everybody!
With him where he's got the 2 bowls and he goes, now, what we must do is separate the number 2.
Oh, dear.
From the number 3.
Oh.
The show is great.
Thank you, Meryl.
That's a good show.
MHK.
He'll be on the show next week. We're going to get Meryl on the show next week.
Meryl Howard Kalin.
Wow. The show's going to be...
I know it will
be great. Oh, hold on. Here's something we've not gotten to all week. We've talked about it. We should really get to this. From the Joe Ardinger 1950s collection of public service announcements.
Will this be another announcer that sounds like this?
I believe so, and it's so topical and timely because we've had a love fest going on today
for our women,
talking about the ladies in our lives.
Yes.
And here it is now: the trouble with women. You know what this music says? Serious.
It says picket fence to me. You know, little town where Beaver Cleaver live, right?
Says the way it was and the way it should be today.
The good old days.
The way it was is the way it is.
Sunnier days.
No, Betty, that's wrong. Let me show you again. You use this control, get your focus, you see? All right, and this one here in the right-hand corner, to lock the sweep. There we are. Now let's try it again.
Oh, there's someone here to see you. Are you Mr. Gresham?
I'm laughing at this already because the guy already sounds pissed off.
Now, Betty.
There you are, yeah. All right, I'm the father.
Lock the sweep.
The foreman?
Yes.
Mr. Donnelly up in personnel said for me to give you this card. I'm your new bearings inspector.
Oh?
well now. I'll be with you in just a minute. No, one at a time. Well, I'll be back later to go over this with you, Betty. Just in the meantime, do the best you can.
Helpless female.
Exactly. He's got a couple of them at work here, and he's totally annoyed.
Would you follow me, please?
Sure.
What are you doing?
Just
would you bend over, please?
You know, with a body like that.
Have a seat here. I'll be back shortly.
He's wearing a tie, I'll tell you that.
Leave it to Beaver music.
Well, Mr. Bradshaw, what's on your mind?
Bearings, Inspector.
She's a good one, too. Just look at that record.
Okay, now, Walt, you've had your little joke. Give her to somebody else. I ask for a man.
It just got good. It just got good.
I asked for a man.
Give her to somebody else.
Uh-huh. I asked for a man.
We don't have a man with her qualifications.
Seriously, Brad, if you treat her right, she might make you a darn good employee.
What do you mean, treat her right?
Get that chip off your shoulder. What's wrong with her?
She's a woman, isn't she?
The end. Did you just say the end? Pause.
Oh, this is the best one yet.
Oh, wait a minute. You got a lot of women in your department. What's wrong with one more?
Did you ever hear of the straw that broke the camel's back?
They're good workers. Accurate, quick to catch mistakes, a lot of patience.
Yeah, but that comes out of books. I work with them, mister. I know what happens.
What does happen?
It's a long story.
Come on now, tell me. What does happen? Maybe I've been misinformed.
You're listening to The Trouble with Women. A news feature on the Don and Mike Show.
And if they could put a picture, a camera in here, you'd see a lot of faces filled with joy.
Nodding in agreement.
Mm-hmm. Not so long ago, you sent me a girl by the name of Myrtle Malloy. Remember?
Oh, that whore. Sure.
I remember.
As per her qualifications, I assigned her to an inspection bench. Well, in a matter of days, that bench looked more like her dressing table.
Oh, no.
And then came the day when...
Joe, will you take your stuff back to table 9? That'll be your bench for the time being.
Okay, Chief.
Chief.
Myrtle, we're moving you to table number 10.
Oh, this is a new playlist.
Is something wrong, Mr. Bradshaw?
No, nothing's wrong. We just need this space for something else.
Yes, Myrtle, something's wrong. You'll have a vagina.
Vagine.
Well, I sure hate to give it up. It's been a nice place to work. The light's good here, and it's nicely situated right in the middle of things. I just began to feel at home.
Well, I'm sorry, Myrtle, but table 10 will have to be your work area for the time being.
You mean there's liable to be another change?
There's always that possibility.
You know, they've really not outlined what the trouble with women is yet.
No, they really haven't given any specifics. Well, she made her workspace look like her dressing table. Building up to it, I think.
I don't think you really need
to. I hope I'm not moved every other day.
With man, no trouble at all. Tell him what you want and he does it. But with Myrtle, a little move is a big production.
Oh, all right, there's the problem.
Oh, okay, well, I totally sympathize with the guy.
With a man, you tell him what you want and you get it.
Really do.
She was whining. You just wanted to move her from table 9 to table 10.
With Myrtle the cow.
What do you say wrong?
Come on, C-word.
The odds.
Come on, Myrtle.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Am I giving me a C?
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. You ask me, now let me tell you. Now, here's another problem.
All right, we flash forward. Right, this is David Letterman stroking his chin.
Oh, Mr. Bradshaw, I wanted to tell you that the date is set for my marriage. I'll be leaving soon.
Marriage? I thought you just got engaged.
Well, I told you about it 6 months ago. We were only waiting till we could find a place to live.
6 months ago? Oh, brother. Well, how soon are you leaving?
Well, the end of next week.
Now, that'll really put us in a bind around here. It takes time to break in a relief girl.
Yes, I know it does. I wonder...
Why didn't you say something? I didn't realize you were getting married right away.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Bradshaw, but I really thought you knew.
This is the trouble with women.
We've all been talking about it.
Okay, Brad, but how many blushing brides do you have? Besides... What's all this got to do with Dolly, the new girl? She's already married. And she's a qualified bearings inspector.
You know what I was doing when this new girl came in a few minutes ago?
No.
I was trying to cope with one of the biggest problems of all, Walt.
What's that?
Now, in your books, it comes under the general heading of absenteeism among women employees.
Ah.
Yesterday, I spent an hour and a half teaching one of our girls what she needed to know in order to start on the oscilloscope today.
Teaching her.
Yes, we're building spaceships.
She's a ball bearing inspector, right? Is that her job?
Do you think absenteeism is a roundabout way to talk about menstruation?
Of course it is.
She isn't here. So I had to use somebody else. I don't think the girl we got on it now ever pick it up. So I'll probably have to find somebody else.
Question. All these things you've been talking about, marriage, absenteeism, personality problems, aren't they really just a part of life?
Part of a woman's life, maybe. But I can remember the good old days when there were all men in my department. We didn't have these problems.
You didn't have the production output you've got now either. Look, Brad.
Brad.
You've got a new bearing.
Have a cigarette.
Who happens to be a woman. You need someone, and there isn't a man available. It seems to me that whether the gal adds up to trouble or not is pretty much up to you.
Oh, there it is.
Well, that's the message for today. It's pretty much up to you, man. Pretty much up to you. When we continue this series next week, we'll be hearing supervising women in the workplace.
Absenteeism.
Oh, but now I look at the clock. You know what I see, Mike?
What?
I see a nice big 10-minute segment.
Uh-oh.
Waiting to be filled.
Who's it going
to
be?
With laughter.
Oh, no. Who's the victim today?
Well, it's going to be the face that won't crack.
Right. Okay.
Oh, Johnny
Storm
it. Right.
Johnny
Storm it.
Johnny
Storm.
How many times have we played this now with Yanni, and he will not crack under pressure?
All right.
Name of the game, make Yanni laugh.
Undefeated so far, isn't it?
You know how we do this. 877-365-3636. We put 10 minutes on the clock, and although we normally do not allow jokes on the show,
right,
let her fly. And the point is not to make me laugh, to make Mike laugh, to make Rob laugh, to make Buzz laugh.
It's the stoic one, Johnny Norman.
His fourth visit to the mic, isn't it?
Johnny Norman! Johnny
Norman!
Yep, fourth
it's there.
Time now.
The last time we did it, he came close.
Here we go. Ready for a big Friday, end of the week, make us laugh. Stop that. Where's the other thing? There we go. Right. There we go.
This is not John Norman. No.
Johnny Norman. Johnny
Norman. That has not been John up to this point.
It's not at all.
Let's see if we can change that.
Let's see if he can do it this time.
That's the problem with John.
Yes, John. Yes, he's our new ball bearings instructor. Or inspector.
John.
Whatever I was trying to say.
John's getting married.
Oh, no. You didn't tell me? Why, yes, I did. I gave you 6 months. No, no, you didn't. What? Have a cigarette.
How about absenteeism?
And absenteeism. As Rob said, another word for menstruation. But one last thing.
Pause.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well,
one, two, one, two, three, four.
It's a one-way trip to Fifth City. The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, goddamn. Those levels are all over the place. Let's try that one more time.
Experts at doing the toilet facility. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
There we go. All right, welcome back to the show. Joining us now is Yanni Norman. Hi, Yanni.
Hello.
Howdy. Yanni Norman.
Are you ready to laugh?
John.
Yes, sure, why not?
Congratulations on being safe last night on the results show on American Idol. And that was a nice hat they put you in last night.
I missed it completely, sorry.
Why did you insist on wearing a hat at that jaunty angle, though? I hate that. You had the K-Fed thing happening with your hat last night.
Yeah. Oh, I'm cool, of course.
You're trying to be cool.
Johnny Garmin!
I might keep some sort of hat on, though, for the rest of the competition.
All right, here we go at 877-365-3636. Big, brand-new $100 bill on the line.
Oh, there it is. Look
Take
at it.
Take a laugh.
10 minutes?
10 minutes. Right. Round the clock. 10 minutes. Make Yanni laugh. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Howdy.
Yanni, you big malaga, I got a joke for you. If you're an American going into the bathroom and you're an Asian coming out, what are you when you're in the bathroom?
I don't know.
European.
You see,
was there a little, you hold on.
He fought it off a little bit.
No, he said something at the beginning. I don't know what he called me.
I got something, he said, called me something, got a joke for you. That almost made me laugh.
I give the guy credit with delivery. He had a decent delivery for a horrible joke.
Yeah. It sounded to me like he called you a mulatto.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's what it sounded like to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're not.
And I'd like to say hi to Barbara Harrison.
Thank you for pointing that out, Rob.
So he says.
Look into that.
Don and Mike, hello.
He will, too.
Hello.
Hi, make Yanni laugh, please.
Well, you've heard of the Dirty Sanchez, right? What about the Angry Pirate? That's when you're having relations with a woman, and you deposit your warm yogurt right into her eye, and then you kick her in the shin. Now she has one eye shut. She's hopping around on one foot going, "Arr, arr."
Hello, Don and Mike show. Let's write that down, though. Hello,
save that.
Make it a game.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Save that.
Hello.
Hello, you're on. Make him laugh.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make Yanni laugh.
Hello, Yanni. This is Elmo. I'm here to help you with your blood pressure. Rosie has big sticky spots.
It's a good Elmo.
I think that might be the Elmo that used to call us. Remember when
the original Elmo?
The dirty Elmo used to call us?
Yeah, dirty, nasty Elmo.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make Yanni laugh. Well, he hung up before he could find his prize.
See, that's for everyone. No matter what your strategy is, don't hang up at the end.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Crazy fool.
Make Yanni laugh.
Johnny Norman, are you ready to laugh?
Actually, I am.
Great. Termite walks into the bar and says, "Hey, where's the bartender?"
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, it's the juggernaut, bitch!
Rob, I don't get that show.
I'm just gonna go. We're just
all right.
Ever forward, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make Yanni laugh.
Hey, for the record, I didn't call him a mulatto. I called him a malaca.
Malaca.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to hang up on you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make Yanni laugh.
It's you. Breathe through that mouth, sir. It's you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you incredible moron. It's you.
I am an incredible moron, Johnny.
When you sing, you have the personality of a candle.
You may be a moron, but you're not a funny one.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make Yanni laugh.
If Homo Joe married a Dallas quarterback, he'd be Homo Joe Romo.
This is not Mike. Right. Make Mike laugh.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I didn't think that was funny. That I didn't even good. Smile because you don't include the Joe in there. You just go right from Homo to Romo.
Exactly.
Homo Romo. If you put the Joe in there, it destroys it.
Didn't I call him Tony Homo at some point during
the season? Yeah, he's long.
It's very obvious.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying that it's the joke of all time.
Yeah.
The best joke of all time.
The best joke of all time is Christa Reeve at the top of the stairs.
Don and Mike show. Hello. And also,
hey guys.
Also, whoa.
Classic.
Hello.
Why don't you see any black astronauts?
Why?
Because they don't like saying yes, NASA, no, NASA.
Again, remember your audience here. It's not Rob today.
Don and Mike show. Hello, make Yanni laugh.
Johnny.
Hello, Don and Mike show. make Yanni laugh. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, so this 80-year-old man, right? He goes into a fertility clinic to make a deposit. He goes up to the receptionist, and she gives him the cup. Goes into the room. He's in there for an hour. Nothing, 2 hours, nothing. The lady goes to lunch, comes back. The guy's still in there. The guy comes out finally and says to the lady, she goes, "You know, I tried it with my right hand. I tried it with my left hand. I even tried running warm water on it. But no matter what I do, I cannot get the damn lid off of this cup."
Wow, that's a long way to go.
You suck so bad.
And I really was giving him a little credit because he had that throat cancer thing going.
Yeah.
You
know.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Yanni laugh.
Yanni.
Hello.
Hello, Yanni. Hey.
Hello. Yeah, we had to hit the button on that one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Who hasn't had that?
But I'm sure, you know, the answer to that is because they can. With dogs, because they can.
Guy was talking about something happening during a dream, and we can't talk about it.
5 minutes!
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Yanni.
God, hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, this blonde was in the library at the counter, and she says, hey, give me a cheeseburger and fries. And the guy says, hey, listen, this is a library. And she went, give me a cheeseburger and fries.
Oh, Mike, I am ashamed of you. Mike is laughing at that.
I thought it was good.
I am ashamed of you.
I thought it was pretty good. I'm going to turn my back on you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. That was
hey, Yanni.
Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you ready to shark?
Go.
What did one dolphin say to the other dolphin?
What?
Well, you gave me grief for laughing at the last one. You laughed at that.
Much worse.
What's wrong with you?
Where's the bartender?
What is wrong with you?
That's funny.
Jesus.
I'm sorry, that's funny.
I thought it was going to be some sort of, you know, netting joke or tuna.
Like the dolphin sound.
Yeah.
4 minutes!
Oh, Jesus.
Hello. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. No. I truly laughed at that.
Yes, you did.
John can't turn and look at anybody.
I know.
John and Mike show. Make Johnny
just
laugh.
Look at the corner.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Go. Please.
John, hey, last week in my
gig. Stop with the F-bombs, please. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make Johnny laugh.
Johnny.
Yes.
Hey, what's the difference between a refrigerator and a dead baby?
A refrigerator doesn't fart when you take your meat out.
No, you can't have sex with a dead baby.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make Johnny laugh.
He screwed that up. Both sick. Yeah.
What did the black boy get on his SAT?
No.
Well, what?
Barbecue sauce.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Johnny.
Yes.
Guy goes into a bar and says, bartender, line me up with the 4 shots of your best whiskey. He lines him up and he says, oh, what are you celebrating, a birthday? He goes, no, I'm celebrating my first BJ. And he goes, well, the 5th one will be on the house. He says, no, if the 4 shots don't get rid of the taste, nothing will.
Old.
It was great the first time I heard it.
Hello, Donna.
It was
Mike.
Better told, too.
In 7th grade, it was good the first time I heard it. Mm-hmm. Hello, Donna. Mike.
Johnny.
Hello?
Johnny.
Yes?
Go.
Go. And he's gone.
Nope. He's gone. Hello, Don and Mike show. You're on the air.
You're not laughing. Sorry.
Hello?
Hey.
I'm trying to work it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make Johnny laugh.
He's trying.
Hello?
Yep.
Yep.
Trying to make Johnny laugh.
Try. Go ahead.
All right. Little black boy and white boy are walking home from school. The black boy picks up a can of white spray paint and sprays it all over his face.
I say, I always love it when there's boy at the name of this.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Maybe we can just keep the black and white and Mexican. Yeah. Just black, white, and Mexican.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's keep the boys out of this.
Yeah, going from the meeting.
Little black boy, little white boy. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is for Johnny and Rob. What do you call the useless skin that surrounds a vagina?
Oh, come on, woman.
Old. God, that blows dead there. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
That's from Arthur from 7th grade. Blows dead there.
Make Johnny laugh.
What is the difference between a jewel and a canoe?
What?
A canoe tips.
Oh, old. You
stop it, Rob.
I didn't.
Jesus, this is so old.
He didn't do anything except write that joke.
No.
That's right, it's from his book.
40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show before you were born.
It's a history lesson.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yanni.
Yeah.
What hangs upside down and has a little wiener?
What's your name, sir?
Yeah.
And we are down to the final minute. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make Yanni laugh.
Hi, is Sherry Elliker there, please?
No, she's not.
No.
Nothing funny there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
The generic term for Tylenol is acetaminophen. The generic term for Advil is ibuprofen. What's the generic?
All right, guys, another dump. Hello. Make Yanni laugh.
Hi, Mr. Liddy.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
Is that what he was doing?
Yeah, I don't think so. Right. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air, honey.
Hi, I was cleaning my son's room during the ice storm. He's 12 years old, and I was checking underneath the bed, and I found all these S&M magazines. I was horrified. I called my husband at work, and I said, honey, what are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? And he said, well, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure we shouldn't spank them.
That was a long way to go.
All right, well, this is why John is undefeated at this game.
I win again. You all suck.
Hold on. This is where we do give one.
Yes. This is the winner coming up.
I smell it.
Ken?
No, that. I'm sorry. That was me.
Oh, sorry.
10 times past the amount.
No.
Yes, come on.
Okay.
$1,000. Don't worry about it, boy.
All right.
$1,000. Seriously. John, don't worry about it.
All right.
If you laugh, you laugh.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike. These boys are worried about a budget.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I don't know if this is going to make anybody laugh, but my friend Melchor just got a bumper sticker, and it says, my grandma wants you to be her boner donor.
See, that is
a nice try, though.
That's safe money.
$1,000, you play with house money.
Again, I say it again. I win, you all suck.
All right, well, that's how we play. Make Yanni laugh.
Thanks, Yanni.
There you go.
Thank you. There he goes, sullen just like he came in.
Can we change the name of the game to Make Johnny Weary? Because I think that's how we're going to win.
And that's it, folks.
That actually made us all weary.
Where's the bartender?
What's next?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Ah, the news is
on.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What are you doing tonight?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Like foul-mouthed bobblehead dolls, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. Very proud of we made it all the way through the show, and we've not done our Oscar previews.
That's true.
Oscar love.
If we pick the Oscars.
Yeah, please. Pick my nose. Pick my nose and eat it, Oscar.
I think it's a terrible omission that we're not doing. Yes, Roger.
I love your Roger Ebert with a stroke.
I just don't understand why we didn't get around to it today. It doesn't seem like my movies were
funny. I don't even care about the Oscars. No. I really don't care. It's just going to be
I'll watch it.
A big suck fest.
I'll watch it to see how Ellen does.
I like the Ellen.
Not to Ellen, but right. To the whole thing.
Yeah. No, I guess.
Is that your poo-poo?
Yes. And maybe on Monday, I really would like to discuss road spray.
That's true.
And why it's bothering me, because I'm OCD with my car, with keeping my car clean.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, if you're never going to be able to keep your car clean.
I'll have my theories on that. I'll prepare them over the weekend.
Will you please?
The road spray theories. And I will present them. I will present my case.
Because I don't want to alarm anybody, but we are supposed to get another type of ice storm on Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday night into Sunday morning.
So event. Whatever this thing is that will not go away outside,
uh-huh.
This ice and this ice melt.
Winter,
which,
they call it.
Even when it gets up to 60 degrees.
We got teased this week. Everybody said, hey, here we go, spring's coming. I said it wasn't. I told all you guys.
It's just very hard to keep your car clean. Very hard. Do you know how tough it is to keep going through a windshield washer? Mm-hmm. I seriously went through an entire gallon jug yesterday. In between, I filled up on the way to work.
Uh-huh.
On the way home from work, the thing was already coming on saying, windshield washer fluid low.
You got to get some more jugs in your car. That's always been his motto. You're not supposed to drink it.
Hopefully this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Anyway, well, Monday. Here's something for Monday. The Oscars and OCD.
You gotta love the weather.
And now here's Fred. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, and also this weekend, going to be socializing with Buzz and his wonderful wife, and I am really going to ask Marcia seriously if she is forced to scream out, pause, mm-hmm. when she wants Buzz to stop the TV.
We'd love to hear about that.
That's right. You'll hear it all.
I want her side of the story.
Yeah, the other side.
Then you shall have it.
The imprisoned side.
The Burning Bed.
She'll know what to say.
March Allison. Farrah Fawcett movie.
I will have coached her.
Ask her about that time she hit in the fireplace.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Don and I were skeptical yesterday when Mike proposed that Britney may be trying to steal back the public's attention from the Anna Nicole Smith story. But
your ass.
People have been making comparisons, and today we found a weak but interesting connection.
Okay.
Before she died, ANS reached out to Britney in a video message. Quoting the video, if you see this and you want to be friends, I would love so much to hang out with you. I think you're totally cool, and I think we're about to have babies at around the same time. I would just love to meet you. Take care, and I hope that you do great on your second pregnancy. I'm sure you won't see this, but if you do, I'd really like to talk to you. Bye.
Sorry, but you didn't include the last part.
What else?
Like my body.
Quit smelling my belly button.
That was in there, too. Us Weekly says the two never did meet. The judge who decided custody of Anna Nicole's body should have his own TV show. Just what we need, another judge show.
The Broward County Medical Examiner. Mm-hmm.
Jesus. This guy.
Okay, Rob?
Yes.
We all know he's a Jew. Rob was assuming the position
yes,
right
he
away.
Was. He
point
he
out to Mike and I that this judge is Jewish.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I've never seen anyone like him.
How is he like?
Why, Mike, you're silly. He appears, at least when you look at him, he is the spitting image of our former general manager, Alan Goodman.
Hello, D. Hello, M. This whole trial is a circus. I'm going to cry now.
I'm sad.
The Broward County Medical Examiner.
The judge
is ordered to release those remains to Milstein in accordance with Milstein's directives.
Milstein.
Here come the judge. This guy.
He's out of his mind. Everybody agrees on that. The judge is out of his mind.
Here's the thing, Mike. I saw this guy yesterday. He made the decision too quickly. If he had stretched it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I swear he could be the new Lance Ito.
Yes, exactly.
Really,
that's what this is about. But they're all saying that. I heard a great expression. You know, you say somebody's over their head. Somebody's under their head. There's not even a ripple on the water. I heard that analysis that this judge was so off base, so wrong on so many different things. It was incredible.
There was a great montage on the Today Show. Did you see when Virgie, Mrs. ANS's lawyer, passed out?
No.
No.
He was diabetic. And the judge said, take my credit card. Buy some orange juice.
But here's where Milstein is directed to consult with Arthur.
Yes, Alan.
Burkhead.
You really wanted us to stop and say, hey, this guy's Jewish.
No, I was just, you know.
No, for,
hello, Alan.
For your entertainment.
Hello. The name is Goodman. Alan, I will be presiding over this courtroom.
And Stern, with respect to the disposition of Anna Nicole Smith's remains. However, the manner, means, and all aspects of handling of those remains from their release by the Broward Medical Examiner.
A price consistent with quality.
The judge's wife says he should have his own show.
Who's running the candy store?
Without granting a single interview, Judge Larry Seidlin became a celebrity during the body custody hearing with his jokes.
Hey, Don, Mike, about that last comment, you're on your own.
That's the real guy, ladies and gentlemen.
There's Alan Goodman.
It's Goodman, Alan.
His personal moments and his edgy commentary. But he's been criticized for his off-the-cuff style. He took cell phone calls from his wife during the hearing. He told a high-strung lawyer she was beautiful. He outlined his morning exercise routine for the court.
To the final interment, with Milstein's sole and absolute discretion.
Let this roll for a second.
As guided by the best interests of Daniel.
He's going to break down here, I think, and start crying.
Yeah, he did.
Listen.
You'll read it, but I want her buried. I want her buried.
It's almost like you're listening to Woody Allen, isn't it?
Yeah.
I want her buried. I'm really, really uptight about the whole thing.
I want to. There's no shouting. This is not a happy moment. I want her buried with her son in the Bahamas.
Bahamas.
I want them to be together.
I've been listening to AM 640. Put the music back on. I don't like Don and Mike.
He passed out.
Wife,
take my credit card.
Wife. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
The
candle that is burning for us. Time is of the essence. And now the dots are starting to fill in. There's black, there's white, and there's a lot of gray in this case. Just bear with me a minute. You know, I needed my glasses. I need my glasses.
The guy is auditioning for his own show. Yeah, forget a judge show.
Right.
He wants to be like on a sitcom. Really?
He could be, according to his wife, Belinda. She says he's even more interesting when he's not on the bench. Some legal types don't like his style, of course, but Judge Larry's wife...
Larry is crying.
You know, she had to live all her years under this kind of exposure.
That was the judge.
What's the tapping sound?
He's got his gavel, and he can't control himself. He's going...
Oh, my God. But Judge... The judge's wife sees this as a strength, not a weakness. She says the last... Or it is a fact, as a matter of fact, that the last real judge America embraced was Judge Lance Ito in the O.J. Simpson case. Okay, one last time. Who's buried in James Brown's grave?
How many?
The answer is still no one, so it's still a trick question.
But first, get a shovel.
But good news, I think. His kids and the widow, Tommy Ray Heine, have finally reached an agreement on the arrangements. Pretty good timing, considering he died on Christmas. So now the godfather of soul is finally being laid to rest. The widow Heine says James wanted to be buried at home, with his mansion becoming a tourist destination, like Graceland.
Which body smells worse right now? James Brown after... 3 months, or Banana Nicole Smith after 2 weeks.
Oh, boy, that's a tough call.
A.N.S.
She says, the widow Heine says, this is the way James would have wanted it, the whole museum home thing.
That's what they're going to do?
Yeah, I think so.
Like Twitty City.
Yeah, Twitty City.
Don't you think she should hyphenate her name?
Heine Brown?
No, Brown Heine.
Heine continues, meanwhile, to keep an eye on the money and the lawyers. The Oscars are on this Sunday, and insiders predict it will be the longest Oscar telecast ever.
Oh, boy.
Last year's clocked in at a record 4 hours, 23 minutes. Last night's
all of that, so you can go. And the winning movie is Babel or Babel or
Babel.
You're gonna like the ending.
The movie nobody saw with Brad Pitt.
What? I saw it in Atlantic City on pay per view.
Well, that don't count because
it doesn't count because
you were sleeping it off in your room. You were like half sleeping, half drunk. Right?
Didn't make me feel any better.
Last night's rehearsal ran 3 hours, 41 minutes. Do not be very encouraged by that. The rehearsals always move faster than the actual show. Quoting a source, right now the show is cutting, cutting, cutting. We're chipping away at the package. Good luck to us all. ABC's long-term contract for the Oscars keeps the network from forcing the producers to cut the show. In other countries, this is the part you're going to like, networks record the ceremony and cut it down to a one-hour show.
He's one of the most enduring figures in American television history. Joining us from New York is Barbara Walters. Her annual Barbara Walters Oscar special airs this Sunday night on ABC at 10 Eastern. It's her 26th event, a yearly event of doing this. She's also co-executive producer, co-host of the Emmy Award-winning The View, the daytime morning show. A couple of things current, and then right to your Oscar special.
Okay, can I just say one thing? It's not 10 o'clock. It's at 7 o'clock at night in the East. It's 6 p.m. Central, and it follows the Academy Awards in the West. Other than that, Larry, everything you said was wonderful.
You're an incredible moron.
I'm in the West, so I'm affected by that.
Okay.
And I'm going to go right to the D's, them, and does when I screw up.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the West, so that's why I did that.
What time will Shandy Koufax see the show?
Well, on Oscar night, the host is gay and the limos are green. Those stories when we return.
Okay, bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Almost over.
This show is almost over. Hip, hip, hooray to be.
Your source for warmth. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hi, everybody.
everybody. This is the news.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Dom and Mike. What would bug the Taliban more than seeing a gay woman in a suit surrounded by Jews? So says Ellen DeGeneres, who returns for her second stand hosting the Oscars. Whoopi Goldberg did it four times.
Oh, hold on. Was that one of Ellen's stand-up jokes?
Yes, it was.
Can I hear that one again, please?
What would bug... It's not a big one, but it's cute. What would bug the Taliban more than seeing a gay woman in a suit surrounded by Jews?
Oh, you know, that's all right. I like Ellen DeGeneres.
You know, they're making this big deal about how it's her time hosting. She has done it before.
Yes, once before.
And she killed. She did great.
She's
great.
Really good at
it. Right, she's great. She's meant for it.
She would be the only reason to watch, except that both of us. If it's going to be more than 4 hours long.
But the good thing is, you can watch her and then be done with it, which is cool. Because don't they give you one, like, big award at the beginning? You get the monologue, you get the bit, and then you get the one big award, and then they wallow into that all that
crap.
You
know, I just realized... This is another year without Billy Crystal singing and dancing.
That's right. Now, that's why he's always been disappointed. That's why you're kind of boycotting it this year. Yeah.
That's why I got the City Slickers box set.
Oscar, who will win?
Yes, it was Ellen who
won. I need my Billy Crystal fix, when I don't get out my copy of 3,000 Sundays, whatever his goddamn autobiographical book was.
When you don't get the director's cut of City Slickers.
Your go-to Billy Crystal
is
a little gem called Forget Paris.
What a piece of crap.
The worst. I mean, with almost all of his movies.
He got lucky one time with When Harry Met Sally. Thought he was a romantic lead.
When Harry Met Sally,
right.
Really not bad.
Mm-hmm.
City Slickers, really.
Because of Jack Palance, pretty funny.
And the guy, Daniel Stern or whatever.
Daniel Stern, very funny. In that.
And the late Bruno Kirby.
Yeah, Bruno Kirby was great.
Really? Pretty fun.
You know, it's been on again, right? They've been running on, I think, on the High Def channel.
Right.
And City Slickers is just, it's funny in spite of Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
Everybody else gives a great
movie. It might be one worse than Forget Paris. Mm. What about My Giant?
And Mr. Saturday Night.
I was going to say, that's the one that Don would hate the most.
Winner.
Saturday Night.
And it's my favorite.
It was Ellen who handled perfectly the Oscar ceremony that followed the 9/11 attacks. After a less than memorable hosting job since by Jon Stewart and Chris Rock, Ellen is back. The producer of this year's show believes that if anyone can keep the show moving, it is, in fact, Ellen DeGeneres. Now, at the other end of the red carpet, you'll see more green limos than ever, green as in environmentally friendlier. There'll be at least 30 hybrid and electrics pulling up to the Kodak Theater. Clooney is one of over 330 celebrities who signed up for a new electric car that goes from 0 to 60 in 4 seconds. Faster than most Porsches.
Wow.
Price tag, $92,000.
It's powered by his penis.
Yesterday's mushroom cloud over Nevada was canceled.
Speaking of mushroom clouds, one thing I'd like to say, George Clooney's penis.
Mushroom cloud. The plans for a mushroom cloud over Nevada were canceled yesterday, mostly thanks to lawsuits and protests by environmentalists. The Pentagon was planning on testing a 700-ton bomb designed to destroy underground granite bunkers that might contain weapons of mass destruction. The blast was expected to make a mushroom cloud 10,000 feet high.
Fabulous.
Environmentalists say there must be a safer way to test something like that. The Pentagon says health and environmental concerns had nothing to do with its decision to cancel the test. Microsoft's been ordered to pay another computer company more than $1.5 billion. Microsoft was accused of swiping patented MP3 technology from a company called Alcatel-Lucent.
Swipe. Excuse me for one moment.
Certainly.
I got to tell you that those Mac commercials are so good that when I am fast-forwarding through commercials, I go back and watch them. And the one now with the security guy doing the Vista thing.
Love that one. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the end line is, but in essence, he says to him, "You realize because you're screwed, you have Vista. Would you like me to respond, yes or no?"
Allow or cancel. And they're wearing on me because I found myself in a Mac store the other day. And, you know, once you go in there and you see them, they're so different than any computers that I've seen, and I'm on the edge. I'm teetering on the
edge.
But I might actually.
Pretty cool. Those spots are absolutely fantastic.
I agree.
That one pops up every morning on CNN.com, and I always allow it. Uh-huh. What does that say about me?
Allow or cancel.
That's right.
Microsoft says...
Thank you, Buzz, and that's exactly what the guy does. Buzz wants to do the news now. Would you like to allow or cancel?
Shades on. Allow or cancel. Microsoft says the accusation and the verdict are wrong in this case about the MP3s. Microsoft says it'll appeal. But its stock edged lower yesterday while Lucent edged higher. Now, Google
Meanwhile, it's going after Microsoft a different way. Google's coming out with its own application to take Microsoft Office and make it unnecessary. Right now, this new program from Google is only available to business at $50 a year. Nonprofit groups can get it at no charge.
Hold on, how would it replace Microsoft Office?
Apparently, it provides all of the same functions, but instead of loading your computer down with a big, heavy program like that, you'd basically be accessing the mechanics of it online through Google.
That could be big. That could be really big.
It's taking my little brain a couple of moments to cycle through this because I'm not really smart with computers, but that would be a good thing.
I think it would be excellent.
And a bad thing for Microsoft.
Wouldn't it be slower?
Not necessarily.
Not in the long run. I think it might be slower installing and getting everything up to speed, right?
Good connection. It should be
fast. Yeah, if you access it online, it'll have the power behind it. It'll be even faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the only for me, the only slow part would be setting it up. Because I'm stupid like
that. And it may not take that long because you don't have to install a big program into your computer. You simply tap into their program.
Thank God I finally got that Vista thing off my computer.
How is the Vista working for you?
Oh, well, I'm returning it tomorrow. We're making the Best Buy tomorrow to return it.
You don't like it?
Listen, it looks cool. Mm-hmm. I just can't get the goddamn thing to work.
Okay.
Do you still have XP to step down to?
Yes. Oh, yeah, we still got the old thing. So we've already taken Vista.
So you tried it, and you're just putting it back in the box?
We took Vista off the computer already.
It's not a Buena Vista?
No, it's not. But just bring the box back tomorrow. But in theory, it should be so much nicer because the windows that come up are bigger and nicer and fuller.
So they rushed it to market, it sounds like.
And it screwed up my iPod twice.
Yeah, have you had any demonic possession episodes since you put it on your computer?
No. He installed it 23 times.
Mm-hmm.
Spare the rod and spoil the child. A California lawmaker has abandoned her proposal to outlaw the spanking of children under the age of 3.
Hey, a really smart plan on my move. It was a really smart move on my part.
What?
Going to return something at Best Buy on a Saturday. That's smart. I'm really smart.
Should be no way.
Yeah, go around 10.
That's good.
Go between 10 and noon, and then after that, go to Costco.
I was just thinking, I said to Janet, you know what we can do tomorrow? I said during a break, we got to return that printer, and we got to return Vista. Let's do that tomorrow.
You know what that sounds like to me? Sounds like a pretty nice little Saturday.
Day. Yeah.
And when you're done at about 6:30, go to a chain restaurant. Don't phone ahead.
Even better, I'm going out tomorrow night with a Burbank.
We might do that.
Pause!
Don't have to worry about chain restaurant. If it's with the Burbanks, it'll be a hookah bar.
It'll be a chain. After months of ridicule, the sponsor of this no spanking bill has reworded her proposal to outlaw the use of sticks, belts, or rods. The proposal also outlaws closed fists and any blow to the kid's face or hand.
I agree.
Quoting the head of a pro-spanking group, she still has a crazy bill that's making a lot of us parents mad.
And oh, no.
You know what happens when he gets mad.
MHK.
In sports, words can be worth 1,000 pictures. Last weekend on I-4 in Florida on the way to Daytona, somebody managed to hack into an overhead road sign and reprogram it to read, NASCAR sucks, go home, in letters 2 feet high.
That ain't funny, Buzz.
Officials say it had to be somebody with a password. And finally, there are a few things quite as somber as an Ash Wednesday mass in Santa Fe, New Mexico, until the hidden CD players hidden throughout the basilica start playing graphic sexual language, pornographic messages. It happened this week at the St.
I'll just be your secret lover.
Oh, worse than that. It happened this week at the St.
I like rape.
You're getting there. It happened this week at St. Francis Cathedral. The players, the CD players, were each duct taped to the underside of the pews.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
One of the three prank devices will be tested for fingerprints and DNA so they can find the evil person behind them.
Tony Dungy, your team today.
We just need the one that says, this is Jim Nance.
Okay.
He's the culprit.
We found the DNA. We actually found the DNA.
Is it you, Nance?
Absolutely.
There it is.
So they'll check one of the players for DNA.
How about after we get finished with the broadcast, you come with me to the CBS party?
And fingerprints.
How about you come to the game with me? You sit on the CBS set, the Superdome. I'll take good care of you. Best seats in the house.
The other two CD players were destroyed by the Santa Fe Bomb Squad.
Jim Nance is on fire today.
There it is. Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. That's it. We've got to go.
guys were great.
Rob, glad you're okay.
Yes, Rob. Welcome back.
Yeah. Boy, who cried wolf. We will see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow if you've got the thrill of going to bed with us tonight.
Go to Best Buy.
If not, we'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, I love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. And Head.
Wolf! He just cried wolf. Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.